Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey guys, this is Steph from Mamas and Merlot. Just wanted to talk about a little bit about these upcoming two episodes. We invited our friend Quills Thompson Rodriguez to talk about just her life and, you know, the things that she's involved in and things that she's done. If you're a little bit weak-hearted or easily offended, I don't recommend this being the best episode for you. That being said, we had a great time with her, so much so that we decided to split this episode into two different episodes because we had such a great time and we went really, really long. So I really highly suggest you check out these two episodes if you're interested. But if you don't feel like this might be the right thing for you, go ahead and skip it. Either way, we love your faces and we'll see you next time. Cheers.
Mommy, mama.
Is it panicking?
Uh-huh. Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Cheers. Thanks for coming.
Yay.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Hi, everyone. I don't know why my voice changes when I press record, but it does. Welcome.
It's
to
like when you perk up because your boss is walking around the corner.
Yeah, but I think the DayQuil finally hit my system. So
oh, I'll be drinking. This is going to be. Well, doesn't that shit already have like alcohol in it?
A little bit.
I think 5%. DayQuil does more than DayQuil because DayQuil is supposed to wake you up. Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yay.
What are they listening to?
Okay. Hi, this is Mamas and Merlot. The Hot Mess Express. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. I will write it down. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
What's up?
And today we have a special guest. What am I saying? Wait, I'm trying to write and talk at the same time. We have a very special guest today. Let me stop writing. Welcome. Do you see? Do you see
awesome.
What you have walked into?
This is fantastic.
Introducer.
We have Quills from the Talking Geek podcast.
That's
and
right.
Tons of other things that I'm going to let her tell you guys because I will butcher it in my state. So tell us a little about yourself, Quills.
Hello, I'm Q.
Hello.
I am a co-host on the Talking Geek podcast as well as Morbid Curiosity. And I also am the co-owner and founder of Artistic Vibes, which is a local venue that does like music and poetry and kids camps and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I try to fill up all my entire schedule with as many things as I can possibly do. So I do that, book club. I do a whole bunch of stuff, but you can
book
follow.
Book club sounds like fun.
Yeah, book club is fun. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I do a little bit of everything. I am a jack of all trades.
Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate the wine, the glass, and laughs.
Yes, we made her present. Actually, Christy made her. No. We is
look at her taking credit for your shit.
It has our podcast name on it, so it's from all of us.
Yes, yes.
But Christy made it. Christy put it together. She made her I Survived Mamas and Merlot.
Which I love. I'm
because
drinking out of it.
Because we give gifts. We do give gifts.
And we bring you food.
I know. I told you. The boys didn't even give me water.
We spoiled her.
So
we had cookies.
with, and we had
carrot cake,
artichoke dip, cheese curds. What else did you bring? Chips.
Well, chips with the dip.
It was everything. Whatever. We had a lot of stuff.
Yeah. See, we're nice. Cool. And I'm ready to go.
Ready to drink and talk some shit.
Let me move this before I throw that bottle on the floor.
All right. So speaking of the bottle on the floor, today we are drinking a white wine, guys.
Look at us growing and shit.
We are drinking an Ecco Domani. It's an Italian Pinot Grigio de Venezia.
We let Vanessa introduce the wines because the Italian in her makes it sound better.
Oh, I've noticed.
I try, guys. Don't give me a French one because. So we're drinking a Pinot Grigio, everyone. It's big change. It's not a Cabernet, so
that would be my fault. Yeah, I'm a white wine.
It's fine. We need to branch out and try to grow
your horizons, ladies.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So inspired by the allure of modern Italy, I don't know who I is. I create wines from some of the finest vineyards in Italy's renowned Tre Venezia region. Ecco Domani Pinot Grigio showcases delightful floral and tropical fruit aromas. Whose phone is ringing?
Sorry, that was me. Oh. I'm going through the topics and apparently one of them had sound.
Okay. I is Fabrizio Gatto? Is that an A?
Sure. A cat.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's an A. It's teeny, teeny, weeny right there.
Yeah, you're right, though.
He's a cat.
Yep.
Okay, so Fabrizio makes wine from the finest regions in Italy. So, hey, cheers. Thanks.
Cheers. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Me gusta. Okay, so who has the story? What are we doing? Does anybody have plans? Because I didn't plan shit.
Well,
just came back from Disney, so I didn't plan shit.
Well, I mean, I have stuff, but, like, we have guests, so I don't think we want to go all kid crazy today.
Oh yeah, well, I also have no kids. I'm a non-mama on this.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. Fine.
Well, I mean, that's fine. You're not our first non-mom guest.
No, I know. So. You mean you guys had Mike Mercado? <So. laughs>
That's as not as mom as you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But we're not talking non-mom to Mike right now.
Yeah, we're on strike.
So. Mike Mercado, grow your goddamn beard.
We're on strike. Want cookies from us? You need to grow your beard back. That sounded wrong.
Actual cookies.
Baked from a bakery cookie. Una galleta. Well, that also sounds wrong.
Just stop. The lesbian's going to tell you, you'll get cookies, and then you know it's not for me. You don't have to worry about it.
There you go. You know what I love, by the way? Her wife's name is Vanessa, and we share a birthday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
We're like the same person.
Yes. That's exactly what that means.
Basically, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, Nary? Hey, you hear that?
You hear that? See, this is why you can't leave me alone, honey. You should have taken me to Cuba.
No.
Christy and I are not happy about
that's okay.
Oh, no, you're not happy about the Cuban thing, but your husband was real quick to ask for Cuban rum this morning.
Wow, Havana Club is really good.
No, but you can get that here now, so it's not...
It's harder. You still can't find it everywhere.
No, but I mean, it's not like how it was before, it's not special
because it didn't come directly from a store in Cuba. It came through Miami.
Exactly.
Nary brought it from Cuba. We know it came from Cuba.
No, I mean, Nary won't bring me Adderall from Mexico, so, you know, whatever.
Well, he's not a drug pusher, but he'll bring you alcohol.
I want Adderall.
Like a bartender, not a... I
think you're misunderstanding, though, what her wants are.
I think you're misunderstanding.
No, I understand. I'm telling you what he's not going
to
do.
Would you prefer him to bring Adderall or another Predator statue?
Can you take it back to Mexico?
Is that when he bought that shit in Mexico.
He brought that shit back from Mexico.
Wait, you go to Mexico and you bring like a Predator statue?
Not drugs. You can buy it like a fucking CVS over there.
Have you cracked open the statue to see if the drugs are in there?
Just saying. You're giving him his $60 back if I break it.
I mean, if there's drugs in there, I can give him $60 and more.
That's what I told him. I'm like, bro, I'll give you a cut. Like,
yeah, he's going to sneak the drugs over the border, but he's going to get a cut. Not the other way around.
Oh, lordy lord. Sorry, you guys have... So, I'm nervous because I didn't get a topics.
No, it's
no,
good.
No,
good.
No.
Good.
No.
We are the most unformatted.
Oh, for sure. You know when we had like Mike's 20 questions, they weren't even in order. No. They were like, all right, we're going to start with number one and let's jump to number 17.
Where are those questions? Can we ask those questions, please?
I still have them saved.
Okay, so let's ask you those questions.
All right, this is going to be
translate.
Fun. Let's do
well,
it.
While Christy's looking that up, it's back to school week.
It is back to school
week. At least for South Florida. I know Georgia started last week.
Yeah. And
so I know the dates are different all across.
The dates are different, but within the next month, everybody's going to be back in school. So.
Yeah. Sophie's school tried me earlier this week.
They did.
I wanted to punch them in the fucking face. So I called the school because usually they send like a flyer or like a letter like, hey, this is your supply list. Hey, there's like an orientation date. Hey, all this stuff is going on before school starts. And I hadn't gotten anything from her school because she starts kindergarten on Monday. So I called them on Wednesday. I'm like, hey, did you guys send a supply list? What are you looking at, Chris?
I'm trying to remember something. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm staring off into nothing. I was
like, what is? Is there something crawling on the wall behind me?
No, because we had a discussion earlier and I was like, I'm going to save it for the podcast and I can't remember what it was.
So I called the school and, like, I don't know, some bitch answered the phone. And I'm like, well, is there orientation? She's like, yeah, it's on Friday. What grade? So I'm like, okay, it's kinder. And she's like, okay, that's a 2 on Friday. Great. Cool. Like, now that I have you, is there a supply list I can come pick up? Because, again, school starts on Monday and I haven't heard anything from you guys. She's like, oh, it's been on the website all summer and you haven't started? I'm like, no, because your website is convoluted as fuck and I couldn't find it. And she's like, well, I didn't tell her that because, you know, I have to be nice to the school. And then she's like, well, you're going to have trouble finding everything. And I was like, bitch, watch me. And I found everything. I already knew there was like the primary composition books are a bitch to find because I needed them last year. And I just ordered those on Amazon. I found everything in one goddamn day. Plus some extra plants that came home with me because I had to go to Walmart.
Because they were lonely.
Because they were lonely. And all the ones around them were rotted because they were overwatered. And I'm like, I have to save you because you're still okay.
I have no green thumb, so I congratulate you on even having
yeah,
one.
No. Only Vanessa does.
But yeah. The succulents are so easy. They're cactuses. They don't need anything. Lady, get down.
It's okay.
She's wearing lady, shorts. Get down.
Lady and I are having fun.
Even just having a moment.
I feel like I would overwater them. I feel like I would kill it.
Well, yeah, succulents are easy to overwater because they don't need a lot of water. So then people are like, it needs water. No, it doesn't. Which is why I have succulents and not regular plants.
Smart.
But so then I get to the school today because today was the orientation and I'm talking to the teacher because she had like the list on the website had wish list items. So I'm like, okay, I'll buy wish list items like the Clorox wipes and all that, the cleaning stuff. I'm like, cool, I'll buy a few of those. So I brought them to the orientation. I'm giving them to her. I'm like, oh, I have more stuff in the car, like her other supplies. Do you want me to bring them? No, she said, no, no, save them for Monday because Monday you're going to get a supplies list. And I'm like, another one, so I need to buy more stuff. She's like, no, because the list on the school website has more stuff than what I actually need. And I'm like, bitch. So thank you, school, that I can't even call you out because I have
can't
to protect my kid, but thank you, school. Fuck.
You see, I wish.
But I'm so proud of myself. Shop for 2 kids, full supply list, completely done in one day. Fuck my dick, school.
Did you make it into a supply cake?
No. I saw that. That came up in like my memories or whatever. And I'm like, this still gives me anxiety to make a supplies cake. Like a diaper cake for baby showers. But last year, started popping up on Pinterest everywhere, making supply cakes for teachers with like paper towel rolls and like markers taped to the outside, which is a really cool idea. To give like as a Christmas gift to the teacher, like here's more supplies for the second half of the year,
right?
But not like, hey bitch, I don't know you, here's a supply cake.
I'm not even like you. I'm not even like my kid. Like,
I'm sucking
wait
your dick now. Like, no,
you gotta earn that from
exactly
me.
And even then, like, maybe you'll get a Starbucks card.
Target. There you go.
I did a goodie
everybody
bag.
Everybody likes those too.
Exactly.
I did a supply goodie bag last year, and I didn't even like. I don't have time this year, so. They're getting nothing.
Do you find that as like parents, you're more excited at the beginning, like maybe their first year of school?
I'm excited for him to get the fuck out of my hair.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
There's that.
Camp's been over for 2.5 weeks.
Why didn't you put him in another camp?
Because it was Dave's last 2 weeks off and he wanted to stay with him. So.
Oh, that's on him. Sorry, BFF.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't help you there.
Yeah. So, I mean, and whatever. It doesn't really affect me if you're going to do it. So, it's fine.
Not my problem.
Oh my God, I'm already yawning. Sorry.
Stop.
Sorry, don't sit on the couch.
Stopping.
It's the couch. It really is the couch.
No, she always does really good on the couch, so.
Just must be a long day.
Too. I had to sit. I was sitting on the floor for a long time today, so I had to do a bunch of shit today. But anyway. Yeah, my husband. I had a brain fart. No, because when you have a kid that's cool age, but then you also have
all show.
All show.
All show.
What the fuck is going on? Did you? Someone lace my drink?
I put happening? Some NyQuil in your wine.
Did she get interesting white wine?
Like
night?
I legit, let's see what happened. Just blacked out. Like I don't know what the fuck. I got a mini stroke. What the hell just happened? it's been a it's been a really long week, you guys. No, it's because when you have a kid that's school age, but you also have a husband that's a teacher, and like just also a bunch of other extenuating circumstances, is just this is a really crazy time of year. So there's all like a bunch of meet and greets and back to school nights and a bunch of shit, and like my husband's back to school nights and my son's back to school nights because they go to the same he goes and he works at the same type of school, like
right.
Catholic schools. They all do everything the same day,
right?
So
they're all the same.
He can never meet any of Lincoln's teachers. Like last year, he didn't meet Lincoln's teachers till like Christmas almost because he just didn't have. He didn't.
Have
he just
didn't have. He's doing the same thing availability.
Exactly. He's got to be at the first day of school too. You know. So. Right.
Nah,
so
he can skip that.
so yeah, I mean it's tough for him. So he was able to go this week to like an early meet and greet. He's not gonna be able to go to the actual open house. I don't understand why they do this. Like there's no difference between a meet and greet and an open house but like they have two of them. I don't understand the point.
The meet and greet at the beginning, like before school starts, is just to be like, I'm your kid's teacher, and like that's really it. They didn't tell me anything,
right?
And then the open house is more detail. Yeah, it has more detail. They've already done little projects or something. Mm. Like last year, that's the open house was where I got the house that Sophie did. So Sophie made the little house. They had like a little cutout house, and you open the doors, and the kids had drawn a picture of the family.
Aww.
So Sophie drew me and Sophie and Oliver together, and she drew poor Nary, drew him like on the door, like leaving.
Daddy's never home, so
exactly. I thought it was funny, and it broke Nary's heart. He was really sad. I mean, I'll show it to you now when we're done because it's on the when we done. What is going on?
We went hood. Things have happened. I don't know this, what went.
What down. The hell?
It's
what,
the
white wine. I told you. You got to get gangster with
it's
it.
It's the menthol. I've taped it to the pantry where all of the art projects are. So I'll show you. But like me, Sophie, and Oliver are together, and then Nary's like when you open the door, he's on the door. He's not like part of the family. And I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, it's cute because she knows you're going to work. I was like trying to make it positive. He's like, no, she sees me just leaving. And I'm like, you're such a negative Nancy, dude. It's fine.
Oh, Nary.
Yeah.
Nary, Nary.
Well, so anyway, did you find the
questions? Shoot them.
Yeah.
I did. Sorry. Jeff sent me pictures of Nathan's.
I was like, of his penis?
I thought the same thing. No, like,
this is going far. Like, I feel like I need to text my wife and be like, hey, you got to like one up these guys.
I mean, you can text her if you want to, but they never share, so.
I'd rather see boobs than the penises.
Yeah, so. I would much rather see.
Listen, I see enough penises because we have this. No, seriously. I'm going
to
explain.
Words you never expected to come out of a lesbian.
Listen.
Okay.
Well, she told us earlier how much she likes meat. So.
Yeah, I did.
Excuse me?
I was not here yet.
I was talking about food.
We were getting to know each other.
Real penises. Like, we have a running joke in our group of friends, and it started off more innocently. The guys, if you would leave your phone. Yeah, of course. If you would leave your phone out, they would grab the phone and take a picture with it because most of us they can get to the camera and they would take pictures of their nipples, but we can never get the guys back because if we take pictures of our nipples, that's not really fair game.
No, it's not.
So we got one of our female friends ask her boyfriend for pictures of his balls and so we would just take pictures of our own phone to get them back.
I like
and
that
then
game.
They one-upped us by giving us pictures of their penises and their balls, but I mean I've gotten them over LED lights in between mic stands. Like, Pedro, I love you, but he's the one that makes him the most like decorative, and then he'll text me and tell me like what the name of that particular shot is, like if that's the
group,
that
named Godzilla his pictures.
That's yeah, like he's got names for them now. He's one up, then he puts his balls on people's sinks and then takes pictures of them.
Well, her husband husband got created when we had game night a couple months ago. She lets her sunglasses lying
around.
It was her husband's idea, but her husband pulled it off and like actually
my husband's not sending her like sunglass pictures on a dick, like, you know,
he's
coming up with the idea.
He's
the idea man.
Jeff is all, and Nary, I want to say,
Nary too.
They are all about encouraging dates.
Oh, of course.
There is no like. Can I show her our cover photo? Okay.
There is no like.
The cover photo for our chat on the Facebook Messenger. This is what I see.
Sunglass penis?
No.
I wish I could make it bigger, but like, look at it. That's her husband.
Oh my god.
He has a fedora.
If you go, no, hold on. There is a way to do this bigger. Hold on.
I know, but I don't want to like I mean, I can maybe if I.
No, so seriously, I have like, I've saved all of the dick pics because I'm gonna make one of those like mirage photos where from a when like from afar it looks like his face, but when you as you get closer you realize it's just different pictures of his nipples and his balls.
Somebody message the family chat so it'll pop up here on the computer. Oh. So you can see it big.
Oh,
I'll do
Wait,
it.
Wait, we have work to do.
I just did it.
Okay, where is it? Damn it, computer! Damn it, pewter! Do it again,
pewter,
pewter. No, that's Paula.
Well, I was like, that's not us.
Those
that's
are babies.
Definitely not
that's
you guys.
That's children.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is. Wait, can I?
Before that, it was Naked Neri. So...
Yeah, before that, it was Naked Neri.
Oh, okay. Like,
popping his booty. Like, it was... It's very special.
So yeah,
this is what we look at every day.
Oh, Jeff's already like, not again.
It's like, not again. Now what?
What happened? Why are we saluting each other?
Don't move, Dave. Their vision is based on
food. He's like, why? We're talking again? No. Why are we talking? Well, because
last week
we got a little
when
drunk.
We didn't record.
Well, last week, because you guys, we had a special episode last week that Christy and I did of Mama's Watch Movies, and we watched Descendants 2.
Which we hope you enjoyed. If you didn't,
sorry.
Sorry. I'm sorry I sang. I'm sorry I sang. I apologize.
Did you sing Uma?
I did. That's the problem.
That song is, she sang everything.
I sang every song.
Yeah, she sang every song. But, but last Friday, the three of us got together and we just had a powwow. Like, we had a heart to heart and drank three bottles of wine and didn't record. So that's why Christy and I put together a Mama's Watch Movies to like fill in the gap.
Yeah.
But we
kind of took over our group chat.
We
and
did.
Decided to like rename people and rename titles. And now they're like, Why are they talking to us again?
But it kind of happens. The group chat names and the title of the group chat kind of changes anytime somebody records and starts like telling stories.
Yeah, because it's a new thing.
Or even like Link in the Marco Polo app, Link was Tio Neri, the little one. So now that's Neri's nickname is the little one.
Which I will tell you, Neri responded with like, Lincoln, I love you. You're the best thing in the world. And I was dying, hysterical laughter. Like, I couldn't control myself. I like Neri's reaction because I was like, yep, that's amazing.
You can't egg him on
at all. I don't know if some of these, yeah, they will. They're transferable.
Work. We can adapt them.
We don't have to go through all 20.
No.
So, okay, it's going to play 20 questions with Q.
All right, I'm ready.
Well, it might be just however many questions we decide to ask.
Questions with Q.
Look
at that.
With Q.
I like alliteration that. And everything.
Oh, I'm all about an alliteration. Hence Mamas and Merlot.
Mm-hmm. And Mamas Watch Movies.
We have a theme. Right.
Shoot.
Number one, if your life was made into a movie, who would play you?
Michelle Rodriguez.
Good choice.
Good choice.
That's a good choice.
You've thought about this.
She had that answer ready to go. Yeah, ready because to go.
I totally see it. It works.
I used to have long hair like she did. Like, I used to have hair like up to my butt. Now I totally don't have that. I finally risked it all and cut my hair and I'm never going back. But for a long time, I used to get, you kind of look like her. And I was like, great. Now you've just ruined like one of my like wanted bangs because I can't. I'm like not that egotistical.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to
fuck
like,
myself.
I am that egotistical. Anybody that I would like any. I'm not. So these people like to call me a lesbian, but I'm not.
These people, don't worry about that.
These people means Neri.
No, Jeff is the one that changed my name to mayor of the island of Lesbos.
Meet your mayor.
Thank you.
Neri is these people. Jeff is everyone.
Now I know the legend of this.
I am only like attracted to girls that like look similar to me.
You're like, oh my gosh, she's hot. I wonder why. I mean,
she's like, blind.
I'm just like that narcissistic though. That I just
that's hilarious. But yeah, I used to have the hots for Michelle Rodriguez, but then once people started to say that there was a similarity, I was like, and it's gone. That's it. I can't do it.
Boo.
Yeah, but I guess she would play me.
Is she kind of an asshole though? I feel like as a human being, she's kind of an asshole.
You know, I've
she looks mean.
I guess that's like exactly what she
maybe face. She just has resting bitch
face. No, she definitely has resting bitch face, but I feel like she's just too tough for like, you know, she's not, so she's not soft, you automatically think that she's like a bitch or a cunt or something. Like, I don't know if you guys
we say cunt.
Okay, oh, no, cunt's my favorite curse word.
Okay, good. Some people are really sensitive about that one.
We have a friend that's really sensitive to the word pussy. She says it's very aggressive.
Really?
Like, more than cunt?
I think cunt is more aggressive, which is why I use it in that tone. I want to be more aggressive.
I prefer cunt. But I feel cunt gets the word across. We've just said it like 15 times, by the way.
So if you're listening and don't like it, do that 15 second skip.
I feel that we've done this
before.
Rewind
it and then skip.
Yes. I feel that we've done this before, and I feel that there's an episode called See You Next Tuesday.
There is.
Is there an episode called See You Next
Tuesday?
Yeah. I think we do have an episode called See You Next Tuesday. I feel pussy is very like,
I just feel
doesn't
like
get the word across.
No,
I feel like it's soft.
No, but like guys have ruined that word.
Well,
well, I mean, yes,
I feel like guys have ruined that word.
They have.
So,
and I think that like kind of can call both guys and girls,
exactly,
where like if I call a guy a pussy and I call a girl a pussy, it means two totally different things. And yeah, men get their like man tears going, you know, as soon as you call them a pussy. So it's different, I think,
because being cunty is the same.
Yeah.
No matter if you're a girl or a guy.
Yeah, but being cunty is kind of a compliment, though.
In your world?
I know, but like, there's no, because there's like a definition. There's a difference between cunt and being cunty. Like cunty in the same way of like, in the same way that like bitch could be a compliment, sort of. Like, in the, like, that kind of air of a little bit like, I don't give a shit, kind of.
So were you not really insulting Belle?
Fuck you, no, that bitch is, I hate that bitch.
I'm just going back to the Belle's a cunt. So.
She's a cunt, but she's not cunty.
Ah.
Aha. I see now.
There's a distinction.
For anybody
one
that watches.
One is descriptive, the other one is adjective, kind of, you know? Like, and that's
exactly
the way it works.
For anybody that watches The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know what I'm talking about. Erica Jane, you know what I'm talking about. But nobody, none of you assholes watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So it's like I falls on deaf ears.
Yeah. No. But I do not know that reference.
Jeff will know.
Yeah, Jeff would know.
He only watched Vanderpump Rules and Tabitha's Salon Takeover.
That's not true, because he watches Real Housewives of New York too.
Oh yeah, he does watch that one.
Jeff, I have so many things to talk to you about.
I'm coming for you, Jeff.
Listen, if it's on TV, it starts with a mild curiosity and then it's just like, it's still on? As long as he can like admit it the next day, he's okay with it, because like he has no shame about things now. Right. You put the Kardashians on,
oh no, he hates them.
And he's like, no, take that shit off. He's like, he would not admit that he would even watch a second of it.
Got it.
There's like a moral principle there with him. So
you see, in that, I used to watch Chloe's show. I used to watch the Chloe and Lamar show when she was still
like
with
that
Lamar
show. I like that.
She was my favorite Kardashian to begin with.
I really do want to watch the Kylie one.
Just because I need to know what she's
depressing.
Because I need to know what the hell's going on with her life, because that girl has issues.
It's like champagne problems, though. It's
yeah, like that kind of. Yeah, like you're like, not really problems.
No,
but, you know.
Look, people's problems are people's problems. I mean, yeah, it's like.
Just because there are champagne problems,
yeah, doesn't mean that they're not problems.
Less of a
like,
problem.
You know, psychologically, the stress is still there. So, I mean.
But shouldn't they just like offer her Pepsis like throughout the entire show while she has these problems and then you don't have to worry about it?
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Did I go too far? Is that the line?
No, it's not.
Just making sure.
No,
do we
good.
Have a line?
don't talk about politics.
We don't talk about politics.
Oh, yeah, that's
things,
which is,
but that's
I
about
figured.
It.
No worries.
That's
just
about it. Politics and sad things.
Politics and sad things. Yeah, we don't go into like sad topics. Like the boys try so hard. They send us these like articles and like these. This is a great ma'am topic, and we're like, well, no.
What they think like sappy girl thing, and then like, oh, that's gonna be.
But not even that, like. Like sad kid things, or like, oh, this person died.
Oh,
and I'm
like,
I don't
Mary's freaking daily.
This.
Do you want to cry?
Yeah.
Freaking
yeah.
videos,
or like the kid.
But those are at least like heartwarming cries. Like
no, yeah. like the kid got like, God forbid, like things that happen that lead to like parental, like disclaimer, like you should not do this because this has happened. We're like, no,
that's not what we're here.
Well, that's
here
not what we're here for. Over wine.
No,
like, you know what I mean. Like that's not like a wine conversation.
We're like to be lighthearted.
That is like yeah, like a strong drink and a cigar.
Can you bring some snacks? You got up first.
She is, in her defense, she's sorry, I screamed into the mic. She is she is barricaded very nicely between a table, some chairs.
Like, who's slamming me into the couch? Because I mean, no one is doing that. There's no one on top of me.
We have slushy wine.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yay. Now it's limoncello.
Now it's like super cold, you know?
Didn't we have a 3-day rule on this, that it was like supposed to take 3 days before wine froze?
That's what we thought. That is what we thought.
I know. Vodka doesn't freeze. That's what I said.
Maybe it's red wine that doesn't freeze as long as fast as white wine.
I don't know.
Who cares? It's going to be good anyways.
It's going to be
just like
wine.
An icy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a wine.
Thanks.
I'm pretty sure that there's like tasty like videos on how to make wine slushy.
There are.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we just did it without even trying.
Exactly. That's how awesome we are.
Yeah.
It's just that that's how it goes.
Pinterest win.
So, if you suddenly woke up as a man, what would you do?
This is a great question.
I have also thought about this. And in all honesty, I would get up out of bed and I would helicopter my penis.
Just all day. All day.
I would just do everything that I possibly could.
You would basically be my husband.
That's a great answer.
Oh my God. That's such a
good... Like, that's the first thing I would do is just helicopter my penis. Like, I'd probably run around the house or something.
You are basically drunk Jeff. You are drunk Jeff. No, he will tell you.
Not an image any of us want.
I don't want it either. Luckily,
why would you do this to us? She lives with it.
Thank God. Luckily, ever since, you know, we've had a child and my mom lives with us, I haven't had to put up with it because he doesn't do it as often.
But yeah, I would probably
do that. That means it still happens.
There's a possibility of it.
Oh, jeez.
I'd pee standing up. Like, I would just
I would like to pee standing up.
I would like to see how that...
I just feel like it's more convenient. It's more sanitary.
Yes, well, this weekend I learned I had to help Oliver because we went to Disney and he's potty trained. So we had to pee and he like wanted to pee standing up. And I'm like, dude, he never does that. He doesn't pee standing up here. He doesn't do it at school. But for some reason at Disney, he's like, no, mommy, standing. And or parado. And I'm like, okay. So I like stand him on the toilet seat and like pull his pants down halfway. But he doesn't know how to hold it yet. So I got to experience hold a teeny little one, but like a baby sized peen.
Let's hold it.
And like point it at the toilet. I'm like, oh, this is
some
actually
people
kind
never
of fun.
Grow out of their baby sized peen.
This is true.
Well, knock on wood, that doesn't happen to my
child. I'm hoping it doesn't.
FYI, Nathan is finally has decided not to be a dick and has potty trained himself.
Yay, Nathan!
We were like, I don't know what we're going to do. He just doesn't want to do it. And he finally, no, and literally it was from day to night, like one day to the other. And
it,
it's like,
it really
leave
is.
Me.
They get it from one day to the next.
And it's like, he does it, no, and he
Why
actually,
is it chunky?
It's like chunky.
Because it's ice.
It's ice.
Like Sorry. A big chunk of ice.
I don't
like,
mean to interrupt your story, but I'm just getting big, like, splashes into my
I feel I need to videotape this.
But look, it's like,
no, it's stuck now.
The wine is not coming out. Uh-oh.
That's why I brought both bottles. I'm like, let's not.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
It's coming.
Yeah. All right. So sorry about that one.
I will share
it's
that
nice
later
and icy.
On. Yeah. I'll save that.
Oh, I need to share my dramatic
hair. I was looking for it the other day. I didn't know. I thought
it's on my phone.
Oh, I was like, I don't have it. But yeah, so Nathan actually, he pees. He doesn't like sitting down to pee. He will poop sitting down, no problem. Now wants something with a potty, wants big boy toilet. But he like, he's really good. He's mastered at 3.5 the lean.
It's so funny.
Like, he puts up, he doesn't like hold, like, for some reason, he doesn't want to hold his penis. He holds his shirt up.
Yeah.
And, like, pelvis thrust.
And, like, does a whole, like, pelvic thrust out. And the best is that he has this, like, he's gotten so skinny because he's, like, stretched so much. Mm-hmm. But he's got, like, a little paunch. So he's got this little paunch belly. So like when he pulls, like when he does the like little like back arch, he's got a little paunch belly and there's little peepees like sticking out. He looks like such a little man. He's like, look, mommy.
Oliver does the opposite. Like he decided to stand here at home and of course on the big potty, not the little potty.
Steph's dying.
She dropped cookie in her boobs. So she's going to be there for days. David, you have a snack coming home.
That's disgusting.
He wouldn't think so.
He won't think so.
No, he won't. He really won't.
Can I have more wine, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
So Oliver like grabs the little like IKEA stool and he stands on it, and then he leans forward and he puts his hand on the on the toilet tank. So it's like a little drunk boy lean, and he's just like leaning over the toilet trying to pee that way. And I'm like, you're just gonna fall in one day. And
well, that's how they.
But he does it.
That's how they first taught Nathan at school was to like put his hand on the back of the toilet and like lean forward to the. But he like likes his. Little like
he's got his
backward
going.
Strut going.
Why do am I like picturing Jeff doing this? Like I'm picturing Jeff being like.
I was gonna say, does Jeff do it? That's how he
actually
learned?
He does.
All are learning so much about.
Well, like way too information.
Yeah. Well, like I love to, like, the story of, like, the first time I ever tried. Like I said this before here. Like I've ever tried to potty train him. Ever, which was a horrible failure. We sat him on the potty, like the big potty with the little seat, and he's like, I'm like, Papa, you're gonna go to the potty, this and that. He's like, okay, Mama. And he goes, Mama, can I have phone? And I'm like, okay. And I give him the phone. I'm like, sure, you know, if it keeps him sitting there for a little bit, it'll entertain him, all good. Then he grabs for the door and he tries to shut the door. And I go, Nathan, what are you doing? He goes, closing door. And I go, but why? He goes, gonna be like daddy. Which was, I'm going to sit on the toilet and look at my phone for about an hour.
Yeah.
So it could be that, because that well, that's one of the things they tell you, like, have him watch dad. So it could be, I have to, I'm not going to say I have to now watch Jeff P to see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get away with just asking.
Just keep an eye.
Like, just like a question.
Just keep an eye on it.
Do you do a back thrust?
Like, do you do this weird, like Captain Stance?
Like, little. It's so funny. It was amazing.
That's funny.
But yeah, I could totally see the helicopter dick, like, just like,
yeah, like I would just be like, yeah.
How does that function?
Like, I don't know.
I could see that. I'm like that.
But
answer.
I've heard that you have to be careful when you sit down because, like, they sit on their balls. Apparently.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of hardware going on in this situation.
There's like,
I'm not envious at all of having to have.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like logistically this is just really
stuff on the outside.
No, it is. I mean, like, I would only want it for like a little bit of time, and I would helicopter for a good majority of the time that I had it, and then I would pee standing up as much as possible, and then be done with it. I'm like, okay, and now you're useless. Right, yeah, now.
Like, it feels like it's just in. It gets in the way, and if you hit it, it hurts. Because yes. They throw themselves on the floor screaming in agony if it even is like grazed. Like
brushing is too much for them.
So
the wind blowing funny is too much for them.
Like, I feel like it's just, it gets in the way more than.
Yeah.
It does, because I ride bike to exercise, and I don't.
What's that?
Care. I know, right?
What?
Exercise.
Exercise.
And so I had Kenny try out the seat, and I had to ask him. I was like, where do your balls land when you sit on a seat like that? And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, I need to know. Like, where
do you,
like,
you like, sit?
Like a dip for yeah, your balls.
Because you're sitting on the same seat I'm sitting on, and it's uncomfortable for my cooter. So I'm like, what about... your balls.
That's
a title.
Uncomfortable for my cooter with Q.
So, and apparently he was like, oh yeah, they kind of just, you have to like sit in a way where they lean forward a little bit. So you're almost like sitting back. I was like, that seems so inconvenient. Like, no, this is all wrong. I wish I had never asked. Now I'm even more confused than I was before.
I was better off in the dark.
I see like a patent opportunity to like make, let's make a bike chair with like, a dip, like a cup, like, you know? For your balls.
Like, I still feel like the whole bicycle like manufacturing is incorrect.
Yeah.
Because if you actually look at like, which is just stupid, like bikes for women and bikes for men.
Yeah.
The one for the men
has
that straight bar, and the woman's has like a divot,
which makes no sense.
Which I was like, I would think with your extra things, and you have to climb over this bar. Well, it's like I always thought,
your
like
accessories, yeah. Genital accessories,
your general accessory. Your I would satchel. Think that
you need to protect your satchel.
I would think an inclined bar that allows for like mounting purposes.
Yeah,
right.
Well, even like when you fall off of a, like if you hit a yes. bump, you fall forward and you land on that bar.
It hurts.
So it makes no sense. You're
why is
right.
that the guy version? I don't get it.
I don't know this bike science, but I think the seat is a definite option.
We'll look into it. Don't steal our idea.
The mom's in her little bike seat, guys.
Perfect for your balls.
Oh my god. There's a lot
you know,
of titles.
I really did not expect this much penis talk when the lesbian was on.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh, I'm sure. You're warming. It's foreplay. This is just foreplay.
We're only half an hour in.
Oh, fantastic.
We're just warming up.
And as I sip more wine.
That's
we
why
have
we
three
have
three bottles
we have,
and we're already down one and a half. So.
Technically, we do have reds.
Yes. We do have reds.
Oh, I came bearing gifts too.
She
so.
Did. She brought us three bottles of wine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Marco Dell didn't bring us any wine.
Yeah,
he
did.
He bought us three
time.
Bottles of
he
wine. He didn't drink any of it.
Yeah, he didn't drink it. It's true. Okay. I'm still salty. Sorry. Still salty.
You compare him to everybody.
Because he has to grow his fucking beard back. Here's the best part. He does not listen to Mama's if he's not on.
Oh, really?
And I don't think that he listens to it even when he is on. Probably not to remember what we put him through. So, you know, like that post-traumatic stress, probably.
I'm just going to send him a message. It's going to be eyeballs and like an emoji of a beard. That's it. He's not going to know what the hell just happened.
Like, you need to listen to Mama's and Merlot. Figure it out, yep, fucker.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, wait, speaking of listening, guys, we're nominated for an award.
Yes, we are. We're nominated
thanks
for the
podcast. Thanks to Q. Yeah. To our attention.
You're welcome and congratulations.
We're nominated for the podcast awards.
Yes.
Yes, for the kids and
the
family.
Children and family category. Yeah. So go vote for us.
Well,
if you get
is it
an
open?
Email.
Yeah,
yeah, well, it'll be open it's next open. Week.
I don't understand. How this works. It was so complicated.
I don't either, but we got voted on by you guys, so go back and vote for us again. So,
if you nominated us and you signed up to be a person who votes, which is weird, I feel like everybody should be allowed to vote.
Yeah, this is like a panel,
I guess.
But we have
to
film like an acceptance speech, which is like really interesting. I have ideas.
Okay, we'll talk about those later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No. Scary.
But yeah. So thanks for nominating us.
I'm on a podcast, not on a video. That's why. There's a reason. I don't like to be in
like,
front of
the face,
camera.
None of this.
Not
of
the
this.
Face. I am all about filming y'all. If you want to be in front of camera, go for it. I will direct.
It would give me an opportunity to be super extra. So.
As opposed to
every other day.
This is tamed, guys. That's what she's trying to tell you. You haven't seen her in front of a camera.
Yes, we have. It's extra. This is casual stuff.
This is casual stuff.
Oh, I've just for the record, guys, I'm wearing cargo pants and a tank top.
I look
more butch than Q does right now.
Yeah, actually.
Q's wearing
like a cute
denim
t-shirt
shorts.
And like cut off denim shorts. I'm in fucking cargo, like army cargo pants. And
I saw
tank
Stephanie
top.
Wearing cargo pants and flip-flops. So I bought cargo pants and flip-flops.
But she has like the perfect braid too, which is kind of annoying.
I'm sorry.
But not really.
No, it's like it really does.
Sorry,
not
sorry.
Sorry.
Why are you so obsessed with me? Okay, so back to the question. Sorry.
Next.
Derailed the conversation enough. What?
You can do it. I believe in you.
I'm trying to figure out how to formulate this question for me.
No, I'm trying to pick like a good one.
Oh, okay.
How do you describe yourself? Just using three words.
That's so sad. I know exactly what to do with a penis whenever I wake up with
what?
One. Describe myself and I can't.
I was like, I know what to do with a penis. That is not no, like, three words.
How fast I was able to answer that question to this one, and I'm like, I guess I would say energetic, adventurous, and loyal. I guess would be the three words.
Like
I'm a stickler
words.
For loyalty.
I like those. She also described a dog.
I did. I bark lady. On occasion when I'm really excited.
Oh my!
I always find that those questions are always like so hard because it's just like I have to look like you have to like have some sort of like level of introspection and not judgmental because if not I'd be like I'm really depressed. I'm full of anxiety at all times and I'm a cunt.
That's another
nice.
Thing.
No,
those are good words too.
Those are three words I would also describe myself in.
Six words.
See, yeah. I am all about like, and this is so like, people could sit think whatever they want. I'm all about a woman calling herself a bitch or a cunt. Like, I am totally okay with this. I'm like, you know what? Sometimes
I am. That's just the
and
truth.
You gotta be because people are dicks.
Yeah,
and reclaim the word.
Yeah, like seriously.
Taking it back.
There is a monologue in the vagina monologue. It's called Reclaiming Cunt. And it's all about reclaiming that word that it got, like, at some point in the 80s, everybody decided it was a bad word. And, like, or, like, a really degrading word. Not necessarily, like, a bad word, whatever, but, like, a degrading word.
Yeah.
And I believe on the original run, Glenn Close did this monologue. If I'm not
I
want to
hear Glenn Close say cunt.
She said, part of that thing is at the end of that monologue, they start chanting cunt. It's awesome.
It's such a fun word. It has such like harsh sounds in it.
It's got that.
Like, it's cunt.
It's the C and then the T at the end. It's like
cunt.
It's like perfect. So yeah, I'm kind of cunty and that's okay. You know,
you're not Bell Cunty, so it's okay.
No,
nobody's Bell Cunty.
Where do you stand on the Bell theory?
What's your favorite Disney princess?
Ariel.
Ariel.
But because I'm gay, so I'm not like super.
like, let me go through.
Because I'm gay that. Is also a really good title.
Because I'm gay, I'm not like super into like over the top princess bullshit. Like, I didn't like Cinderella for that reason and all of that other. So Ariel was always like, I like to collect shit, and I like to collect shit.
Which, in your opinion, of the Disney princesses, would be a lesbian?
Yes. Which one would be a
lesbian? Which one? Who would it be?
Mulan.
Yeah, I also feel like Merida could be one, too.
Yeah. Merida.
But Merida, I love her, so it's okay.
But, yeah, but I would
I
say...
Mulan, dude.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no,
I know.
No, she's not Belle, so...
No. She's not Belle. We're perfectly okay with it.
Belle's just an asshole.
Well, would you not be okay if Belle was kind of like, you know, hey...
It would make sense if she was a lesbian.
She was, because she's got like horrible male choices in her society.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, like, no, for sure.
She would.
Sure.
I wouldn't blame her. Let's put it down.
No, not even like it's not a blame. It's just like, listen.
Like, well, these choices suck. So
that she's cute.
I wonder when we're gonna get to that point where there is gonna be a lesbian.
Well, they
Disney.
They rumor that Elsa is supposed to be,
but people are like,
and there's like a whole campaign to like.
Make her
give Elsa. There's a whole campaign of give Elsa a girlfriend.
Interesting.
She don't need no man.
No, she don't.
No,
but I mean, I kind of liked that. Frozen was one of my favorites, but I did like the aspect of not showing there was a romantic interest and her being like, I don't really have time and want any of this going on right now. Like, I have my sister that I got to worry about.
Right.
Yeah. So I dug that. I don't know that she would make. I'm just interested in what the name would be, how they would dress her. Like, I want to see what Disney's interpretation of a lesbian character would be.
Right.
Because I saw what they did with
LeFou.
Well, people were bitching about Moana and how they like how they made her overly the top Hawaiian and very
and
you guys didn't read
yeah.
That?
Yeah, yeah,
they made her like overly thick and overly this. So I'm wondering if they're gonna go like super butch, like, oh my god, like this lesbian is riding
in
and
see I'm Cars
like
3?
Instead of like a carriage, it's a motorcycle.
Did you see Cars 3?
No, I would never.
Why?
She doesn't have a child that makes her watch
boys that need
times.
To watch Cars.
Wait, I am a little boy, but like,
there's a lesbian character in Cars 3. That's
really
right.
Is it?
Yeah,
is it like a truck?
Leah Delaria plays. Leah Delaria plays truck. Like a derby, like school bus.
Oh, that great!
Is, she's like a school bus.
Listen,
Leah Delaria is like super butchy.
No,
though.
Yeah, I know, but I mean like
Abby Boo from Orange Is the New Black.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and oh, yeah. I love her. I love her too.
It makes sense that she plays a school bus.
You know what I mean? Like out of all things, like a lesbian school bus. I don't know.
For me, and she does like a it's like a roller derby kind of like it's like very cliche,
but it makes sense for who she is though as the actress.
Yeah, I would put it more like the actress.
Like she fits the character.
They didn't get like Portia de Rossi to do it or anything. You know what I mean? Like it's like
cute little sports car.
Oh my god! So I would be. But I think Mulan, and I guess that's kind of cheating because Mulan played a guy who then,
yeah.
like, you know, and didn't have anything like that. But I would assume that. But yeah, my favorite is Ariel. She was just the one that I was the most when I was younger.
Also, she was like half naked all the time.
So. That's you know always great. But you know it's weird because I also had like a male Disney crush. I had like a super big crush on Aladdin for when I was
I did
younger.
Too. He
I don't know
was
what
like,
it was.
Aladdin's attractive.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Asshole.
That's okay.
Which I feel a dirty little street rat.
But I feel like that's why it's been so hard for them to cast.
He's also like topless. Like he doesn't wear a shirt. He's shirtless. He just has a tiny little vest that doesn't cover anything.
He also doesn't have nipples, if you've noticed.
Well, his vest covers them. The vest well, covers the sure, nipples.
Yeah. The vest can't cover the nipples the entire time.
Well, it's a cartoon.
I'm on to you.
Let's ask him about writing.
Well,
his
that's why
carpet.
They can't.
Oh, that text. There's a text.
Tell
about
me
what
about
the
cinema, Bob. If Disney princesses had a group chat.
Oh, I did, and then they start out saying Belle says that the other one's a fuck boy or
yeah.
something like that. Right?
That Aladdin's okay, a fuck boy.
Like, kind of cunty, like her response, isn't it?
Yes.
But like, Ariel's like, tell us about his thingamabob. Like, please do.
Like, he kept talking about writing on his. How did I like writing his?
No,
magic carpet?
Rubbing a lamp. Like I don't. What does that mean?
And that and Pocahontas is like, oh, he's probably talking about his feelings. No, he's talking about his dick. He's talking about his dick.
Oh, that was really fun.
You know, okay, I'm gonna like take a side note on this because I got super annoyed. They released Funkos of all the princesses,
mm-hmm.
and why the fuck is anything made with Merida? Does her hair have to be wisping in the wind?
Always,
yeah.
But like, why? Like, I saw like everybody's like all, and then it's just like,
I haven't
wisping.
Seen her Funko.
It's just it's her
we have
with,
one
wispy hair. No, I think that they were. Oh, there's a new one. Yeah, and it's wispy, and like her hair is like half on it. I'm like,
why?
The original one wasn't like that. Her hair was just down.
No, but I'm like, what makes Merida need to be like all
flowy?
Mm.
I don't know. I love her though.
Yeah, yeah, I dug
it. I really like her. I really like that movie.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I can't watch it anymore.
Why?
I used to be able to watch it before I had kids. Now I'm just like a fucking puddle of shit now. Every time they like...
Well, if you have
a personal problem. Like, that, you need to call your doctor.
Well, to that point, if like, if you're...
They upped your antidepressants.
Any fucking thing. Anything with a kid.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, my son's obsessed now with Boss Baby.
Okay.
And like, there's part of it that, like, it's a whole thing about, like, brothers. And I'm just like, I love my brother. I miss him. And, like, I've texted him. I'm like, I love you. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Hey. I'm very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't like feelings.
She doesn't like feelings.
We also, they also call her a robot.
Oh, okay.
I'm not into the feelings.
That's my question.
Okay, I'm used to that. I married that, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Go ahead. Okay,
she and I differ in that aspect.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
I
very,
am also
like,
a crybaby.
She married a crybaby, though.
Oh yeah, she did marry a crybaby.
My husband cries for everything.
Well, I mean, there has to be a balance, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean,
Link needs to see both sides of emotion. Yes. Like how to be strong, strong and silent type. He'll get it from his mom, and then he'll get in touch with his feelings with his dad.
Your husband cries an awful lot too.
I know he does. You know, I'm not saying he doesn't.
I have such an interesting image right now of your husband because I'm like, this guy's like, oh, he's like super in touch with his emotions, but he also puts fedoras on his penis and like hangs out naked. Like, you know, like
that's Dave.
That is Dave.
That's Dave. Yep.
He's a complex
fellow.
Unlikely
to take a wife. High five, BFF.
These two fuckers.
I missed something there.
We watch way too much Friends. Whenever they like look
wait,
at each other.
You guys, Will and Grace became available for sale on iTunes, and it was the happiest day of my
whole season.
The first four seasons.
Oh.
It was not downloadable anywhere. You can stream it anywhere. You could only buy the DVDs. There was no digital copy. There was no Blu-ray. Like, yeah. Nothing. And Ivan, for years, a friend of mine, our listeners know Missy. And I have been trying to like find where to get it. And Missy, like a couple weeks ago, was like, I think I'm just going to buy the DVDs just so I have them. And as soon as I buy them,
she have them in her storage?
No, that's Friends. She has them in her storage.
By the way, I love Friends too. I just don't remember the episodes as
yes, it's,
great
it's from,
as you guys
from, it's from when it's, Monica and Chandler get engaged and Joey tells him that he's a complex fellow.
It's fucking
unlikely
annoying.
To take away.
You don't like Friends?
No, I do.
She does, but not like us.
Not like you guys.
They can recite
you
shit.
You think that Will and Grace did that because the new season's coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they did.
But that's the thing is, I'm like, the new season's going to come out in September. They have to make this available to people at some point.
Yeah.
Whether they do a streaming deal with Netflix or Hulu or something, they have to make it available.
I really wish they would have done it on Netflix.
And then Dave, they should have. I really think they should have. Probably, I think they're going to see how the season goes and then whatever. But anyway, Dave texts me at 6 o'clock in the morning the other day. I was still asleep. And he sends me like a screenshot of the first season of Will and Grace. And he was like, consider this part of your anniversary gift. And it was, and he had bought it for me on iTunes. So I'm like, it's in the family share. So.
I know. That's why he sent us a screenshot. I'm like, did you buy it or did Dave buy it? Because if you bought it, I can't see it.
No, we don't buy anything like hard copy anymore, really. But.
No, I know.
But anyway, so yes, Will and Grace, the first four seasons are available. And I assume the other five will be available soon.
I ask my questions. Okay.
I'm very excited.
Which I'm interested to see how they're going to pick back that show back up. Because
it's another conversation.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But Will and Grace aren't friends.
Well, apparently they disavowed that. They came out.
Allegedly, they're ignoring things. However, Harry Connick was on set yesterday. So
you can't ignore that much.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So we're just going to pretend that whole school visit, that running into each other on the first day of school
happened. You know, I trust them, and it's one of my favorite shows of all time, and I'm gonna go with it.
You know what? I wish that they would do that with How I Met Your Mother. Like,
yes,
let's pretend that ending never happened, and let's do one more season.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. I'm gonna watch Will and Grace for the chance that Nick Oppenheimer shows up.
Well, he hasn't, but Ben Platt was on set a couple of days last week too. He's gonna be in it. So
I know, but I just feel that if we got Tammy for Parks
and Rec,
he'll
probably come on. He's a much bigger star now. He actually was on the older show, and he did like a guest appearance on one episode, but nobody knew who the fuck he was.
Exactly.
Now everybody knows who he is.
Which I showed you. I was watching West Wing, and he was on like the fourth or fifth episode of West Wing, and it was like baby him. Like,
Did he have a mustache?
He barely had a mustache. It wasn't like epic mustache. It was like me. He was like skinny, and it wasn't. He wasn't very like. But he
wasn't Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson, and it wasn't the same.
Well, like everybody knows who he is now because everybody knows who Ron Swanson is. So he'll probably be there. At
probably.
Some point.
Yeah, so. She was her.
Yeah, she was Tammy.
But she was Megan McGall. Like,
yeah,
Megan McGall. She was. Just not doing anything because Will and Grace was.
She doesn't need to do anything. That bitch has got a ton of money. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
and a husband that could build her a house.
Yeah,
especially now that they're selling all the selling the seasons.
Yeah, he can literally, really build anything.
Literally,
the best.
De pie a cabeza.
Whole body reconstructed.
Literally.
We're very big fans of shit
Miami girls say.
I mean, I say it all the time, so I really can't.
David, I have like, David, every once in a while, he'll look at me and he'll go, can I speak to Estefany?
Does Estefany speak Spanish?
Estefany.
But like,
I was laughing the other day.
It smells like caca in here.
Always.
Oh,
and
can I get your cheapest pink wine?
Well, I was laughing because the other day my friend had a baby, and I was telling somebody, I was like, oh, Caro had her baby. And they're like, which Caro?
Which Caro?
Which Caro?
I was like, I walked into that
which
one.
Which Caro? And which Christy? And which Natalie? And
which Dati?
Which Dati?
Everybody has the same fucking name. God damn it.
I don't anymore. I have a new name now.
No, we're calling you Jenner from now on. That's what we've decided. We're calling her Jenner.
Jenner.
Yeah. Either Chris or Jenner.
No, I like just Jenner.
I like
just
Chris.
Just Jenner.
Just Jack. Yeah, because I'm old.
No, that's not why.
I know you do it to yourself.
Now.
I do it to myself.
Do
it to yourself.
She does. Oh, no, she
I haven't even called you
don't
old
feel
this
sorry
episode.
For her. Not yet. We still have time.
It's still early in the night.
The night is young. Well, you haven't aged yourself this episode either. Normally, it's a reaction to something you've already said that...
Oh, Christy learned a new phrase this week. 100.
100.
Did you really not?
I really didn't.
For real?
I mean, like I had seen
it's
it.
It's in the phrase.
Like, I had seen it. Like, I had seen it.
Context clues.
Like,
that's what Neri says. He's like, how does she not get it?
From but, context like, the clues. Thing is, but, like, you know, because the thing is the thing.
But, like, the thing is that. But the thing
but
is
like,
that.
So, I have seen it on the, even the keyboard, like, that they actually have a 100
emoji. Yeah.
And I understood the idea of, oh, like 100%, like for sure this is gold, like I got that,
right?
So then how did you not know what this
meant in your context?
What did you say?
Because we were in Disney this week and we were waiting in line for Tinkerbell, I think, and it was just me and the kids because Neri ran back to the car to get the cell phone charger. So I'm sitting with the kids and I'm like trying to give them a snack or whatever, and we're all sitting on the floor because the line is just not moving. So we're sitting on the floor, the family in front of us sitting on the floor, the family behind us sitting on the floor.
And these were people
took their shoes off? Yeah. Well, one of the places, because I saw so many fucking barefoot people. It was like so disgusting.
The only place in Disney where it's okay to be barefoot is in the Casey's. Well, in Magic Kingdom specifically is the Casey Jr. like train splash pad.
Yeah, because there's water.
Right.
Like that's the only place where you should be barefoot.
Because there's water. And you should just be children.
Right,
but anyway.
Exactly. But if you have to, but like I understand if you have like when we take Link, like I have to run around after him.
Right.
You know, like.
So we're sitting there and like this dad is like talking to his kid and he's trying to discipline her. But he's like, if you don't stop, I'm going to hit you like 100. And I'm like. He just told a 3-year-old 100. Okay. So, and I was more bothered by the fact that he told a 3-year-old 100 than he said he was going to hit her. And I'm like,
here's my question. Does the 3-year-old understand, though?
Oh, she was like,
okay, I got you. 100, like, not 85?
All right. But then, like, that was the thing. Like, I had thought that 100, like, oh, you know, we're going to go, you did a really good job. Like, this is that report was 100. It was gold. It was perfect. But, like, I'm gonna hit you 100. Like, wait, that's
like 100% for sure. I'm gonna
like,
hit you.
Like, it's a promise. Like, yeah. No, I don't see that before. Like, I was like, we use that? That's a thing.
But yeah, I was like more bothered by the fact that he was like talking slang to a 3-year-old. I'm like, you're trying to teach these children how to speak. Like,
well, that kid's gonna go to school and be like, my daddy said 100. He gonna hit me 100.
Oh, teacher,
if I take that paper
you want
home.
Me? To, I'm gonna go potty 100.
Yeah, I'm like, that's just like, what? Well, I recently, it's been a couple months already that I learned fuckboy. I really didn't know.
You see why I make fun of her and call it's,
listen, like to have, me, it was like a D-bag, a douche. It like, is, but like I had never used.
But these phrases are not mutually exclusive.
I know, but like I hadn't heard somebody. Oh, he's such a fuckboy. I was like, what the fuck is a fuckboy?
And again, context clues. Like, look at the.
I get it.
Compound word. Break it up into the two words you know.
Right.
Yes. Teach me, teacher.
It's not that hard.
No, but you know, like, what woke means, right?
Yeah, you can't avoid that one.
Okay, woke, like, Fleek, when Fleek came out.
Well, you were Fleek like, cool, was one Fleek. That I'd never, the best thing about Fleek was when I first heard it in person.
Because you had only read it.
Because right? I only read it, and I was like, it's on Fleck. I didn't get the I didn't get the Fleek. I thought it was like, it's on Fleck.
So did you have like a like an oh moment when you finally heard it? You were like, and like that's how it's pronounced.
And I have a friend of mine who's the same age as me, but way more
woke.
Yeah. She's way more into like the single life and like the things like that. Like, I know ridiculous amount. And here's the sad part about it. This girl like is one of my bestest friends, and she spent a good 20 years, the first 19 years of her life without cable.
Oh, wow.
So there is a laundry list of shit that she never saw.
She's Captain America.
Yeah, like we taught her Star Wars.
But like that's what we have to deal with this one is that like she's like, oh, I understood that reference.
Like, yeah, every once in a while it'll be like, oh, I know that reference.
It's but, like you do it to yourself. Like I cannot when you say shit like that, you're just asking someone to make fun of you.
Yeah, definitely.
But yet ask me the names of the entire cast of Descendants too, and we're on. And who's
all of
dating
a sudden
who?
She's fucking 16.
Although like you probably shouldn't promote that. Like if you don't know what 100 means, but you know every character Descendants.
Like ask me who's dating who and what's on their Instagram.
I mean, we all have our strengths. I hated Fleek when Fleek came out.
No, Fleek is stupid.
I still
banned
don't like
the word
it.
From our studio. I was like, no, you will not. You will
I still
not say
don't
that.
Like it. I never liked it. But like I thought it was Fleck because when I read it.
You should just make Fleck a thing.
Yeah. No. Fetch isn't happening.
Make Fleck happen.
Fetch is not happening.
Fetch is not happening. But I was like, so yeah, like, and I completely acknowledge there's just some terminology that I'm like, that's just not in my vocabulary.
Well, give it time because as your kids get older, then you're going to be hip to things that some, like.
This is why I'm glad my husband's a high school teacher because, like, he always knows
what's going on.
What's going on. And so he tells me, he's woke. Like, he's woke. He is woke. Stay woke, fam. You know what fam
bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop.
Is?
That
sounds nice.
I mean, I don't know.
Context clues.
I mean, we had to explain 100 to her, so.
I know, which is crazy, because even your own definition to your understanding of it at the beginning is the exact same.
Wait, what happened?
Meaning for the moment.
I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you? Did you turn your mic off? All right, this is a good place to stop. Hang on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, no. Ready?
Oh. Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for holding, guys.
Yeah. See, because... And I
do you know Yas?
Yas.
Yas.
See, the thing is, like, the 100, the reason I didn't get it is I just didn't get, I think, the multiple use of it.
Right.
Like, I didn't think you would say that to somebody as, like, a promise you. No, or I promise you I'm going to do this.
100.
Like, I thought it was literally just used in, like, text, like,
yeah, like, or, like, an online quick way of saying, like, I'm for sure.
Like, for, well, sure.
Now that she's learned a new word, we use it all the time now.
Yeah. It's like a vocabulary lesson never, in school.
Like, I understand.
Gotta use it for a week, put it in a multiple sentences.
Word of the day toilet paper.
Well, like, in our group chat, if you've ever used, if you use for, and God, I apologize to you if you are in one of these Facebook Messenger chat groups. And I'm sorry because we're in, and we know they're not, they're just, they a don't clusterfuck. You can set like a group emoji.
Yeah. Is it 100 now?
No, no. Somehow
I changed it to a horse.
I think it was Oliver.
No. Oh. I don't give the kids my phone because I'm already bad enough with my phone as it is, like sitting on it or dropping it by mistake, that I don't need to add two children to the mix. So
it used to be the laughing smiley face.
Right.
Like the
laughing with the tears.
Yeah, the laughing with the tears. So now it's the horse, and we've dubbed it Little Sebastian. And now it has like thousands of meanings.
Oh yeah.
Like, we just put it when, like,
instead of a LOL, I'll just send a horse.
Instead of horse, like,
you know, I've acknowledged you.
Or like Dave put something today and I was like, no, I'm not having it.
Horse.
Like, I'm just not even gonna answer you, horsey.
I saw your message. Horse.
Horse. Like, it's just like, I thought it was something like that. Like, you just throw shit out there. Like, I didn't think that you would actually tell somebody, oh yeah, for sure, 100.
Well, ever since that day that we explained 100 to her, I've used 100 at least once a day since
just,
then. I've never used it. I knew what it meant. I just never used it. And now I'm like, now I've got to use it all the time. I have a new word in my vocabulary.
Always. Okay.
All right. What's up?
Literally.
Next question.
Well, we already got this one because who's your celebrity crush? Is the same person that you would...
play you?
Or do you have a different celebrity crush?
No, I have a totally different celebrity crush. Ooh.
Well, yeah, because now you can be narcissistic and have the same one anymore.
I have both a male and female celebrity crush.
Oh, the plot thickens.
My female celebrity crush is Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can see that.
Absolutely, totally love her. And my male celebrity crush is Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
I love him.
He's pretty.
Fucking accepted.
He's like, he's pretty on all.
I'm pretty sure he's gay, though. He seems like a beard person.
You know, like, he... I don't know, because he's pretty in, like, every aspect of him in Limitless.
But that's the thing, hot. Is that he's pretty. Like,
yeah,
you know,
but then, like, he's kind of grungy in Hangover.
Right, yes,
and, like,
that's
super
where...
delicious,
so, like,
too.
I had only... Before Hangover,
so
I'd only seen him...
her describe a guy as delicious.
Like, you can acknowledge at the set that you're not attracted to
him. I know,
like,
but it's so weird.
Like, this is weird. But he is. He was delicious in...
Yeah, that's... So I had only seen him before that. I had only seen him in Wedding Crashers when he was, like, an asshole Ben Stiller, like, wannabe.
Yeah, and that was...
And then I saw him in The Hangover and I was like, is this the same guy? Like,
yeah, I think I had the same moment because I was like,
who is this? Is this guy hot as fuck? Like, who is this?
That's where I started, because if I'm gonna like a guy, right, if I'm gonna be attracted to a guy, then it needs to be like a man. Like, you know what I mean? Because if not, then I'm just gonna keep stick with chicks.
Right.
But like, it has to be like a man. So Hangover Bradley Cooper is when I was like sold on that, and then I just fell in love with him there on out. And then the other one is Henry Cavill, who also
that's
and
sad.
I fell in love with him in Tutors when he was also like man.
No, I will still say
the best scene of
the best scene
of Man of Steel is when he's like,
he walks out of the water.
Oh, no, yeah. When he's like
when out of the water and he's all like the beard
and like
really be able to shave because
Man of Steel 1.
Yes.
That, you're talking about the tub scene.
No.
I'll take that tub scene too, though.
The tub scene was great.
Yeah, but he didn't have a beard.
Man of Steel 1.
No, he didn't.
Man of Steel.
That's why when you said beard, I was like, wait, wrong water scene. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, like when
he's like a lumberjack.
Yes. And yes,
when he's a lumbersexual.
Yes.
How do you feel about Jason Momoa?
Okay, that's
just
a man.
Know how Vanessa feels.
We all know
how this side feels.
He's like, see, here's the thing. Like, I guess they have to be a level of I guess because I'm a lesbian, a pretty man. Like,
got
you know, like
if you're in that, Jason Momoa is not like, pretty.
He's not pretty.
Like,
he's just man.
He's just,
you know,
rugged,
what I mean? So just man.
But caveman.
Yeah, like a caveman.
So that's like too much for me. Like, you still need to have a level of like, you're pretty.
Right.
So I kind of like you because I'm totally gay, but you're like a man, so I can deal with this. Like, I can go that way.
Right.
So I can find him attractive. I can look at him and be like, yes, I can see why you ladies go crazy.
He's a good looking man.
He's a good looking man, but not something that if you like put him, if you were like, well, you get to choose him or I don't know, somebody else. And I'll be like, that's too much for me. Like, I'm going to go
The Rock. That's very fair.
I don't like The Rock either.
I'm not a big Rock fan.
I like The Rock as a, I want to hang out with
him. Yeah, like, we have
cool. Yo, I would totally have a beer with The Rock and like, just, like, I wanna, chill and hang out.
I want to watch a UM game with Rock. The Rock. Yeah, like,
see, you have an open invitation, Rock.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Come hang out with us.
Come on. You're on Vanessa's list.
We can totally sit down and, like, have a sing-along.
Yes, we can all sing You're Welcome.
Oh, weird celebrity crush, Kristen Stewart.
No. Yes, I knew it. We were on the same page with you.
We were rooting for you.
You're going to tell me that Rolling Stones video isn't hot of her?
No.
Hey, come
she's
on.
Just she always fucking... looks like she needs to poop.
I don't buy her fake lesbianism right now.
If it's fake or not, if it gives me a chance, I'll take it.
Like, I don't know. I'm sorry. She ruined. She's just like so desagradable. You know what? I'm sorry that I threw.
Well,
like,
don't like her in movies. Like,
she's just unlikable.
I didn't like her in The Runaways or Camp X.
No.
Like, I refuse to watch those movies because of her.
I like better part of Runaways.
Well, no.
No, Dakota Fanning
was...
She wasn't supposed to be the better part of it, but I
can't...
She's
not that good of an actress. I also don't think she's that great of an actress, to be honest.
I'm not looking at that.
Stop caring at that point. The fact that in the Rolling Stones, I saw that music video on mute 25 times because she's, one, driving one of my favorite classic cars, which is a fastback Mustang, and then, two, she has a six-pack.
That sounded like Chinese to me.
That's a good car. No, it's a good car.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I understood Mustang.
Then she's got, like, a six-pack of beer in the car, she's smoking a cigarette and wearing like these, like, it was she's raunchy enough that
it was probably her better acting.
I think it's maybe better. No, but I don't buy it because then she's also like the spokesperson for Chanel. You can't be like, I don't like, pick a lane.
Stay in your lane, bitch.
Stay in your lane.
Kristen Stewart, if you're listening to this, your lane could be me. And you can stick
money.
To this all you
send
want.
Like, I think she was
send
like,
money.
Like, the thing is, like,
in the she's also, I'm not into skinny girls at all. And she is way too thin. Like,
I'll give you that now.
She's so skinny.
Like, I used to have a thing for Angelina Jolie until she looked like she needed hamburgers. No, me, Gia, Angelina Jolie.
Girl Interrupted, Gia,
no. Hackers, all of those.
Hackers.
Boom, boom, boom. Angelina, until she needed, like, it looks like she needs a cheeseburger, then I didn't like her anymore. Oh, Jennifer Aniston?
Well,
we like her.
We're a team Jen. Yeah.
So am I. And I end up in fights with Pedro all the time because he says that she looks super vanilla. And I was just like, fuck you.
Have you seen Good Girl?
I've seen everything.
No, tell him to see Good Girl.
He likes to just fight me to be a dick.
Okay.
Like, he's Dave.
Sounds like Neri.
Or Dave. Yeah,
I have my own.
Dave, no, because me and Neri don't fight.
Well, you and Neri don't fight, but her and Neri fight.
Yeah, me and Dave fight.
Yeah.
But
I don't fight with your husbands. I like them.
Because have you met my husband?
He was my work husband.
So, like, non-confrontational.
Well, he was my work husband. We just, like, got along all the time.
He's
and then
really
your
not
husband still owes me
all,
a movie.
No.
We record Mount Geekmore. Neri and Dave will go at it, and me and Jeff are just looking at each other like,
are they done yet?
How long does this usually go?
Yeah, my husband
sounds like breakfast.
Everybody loves my husband. It's ridiculous.
Makes sense.
And it's not even like to say that he's a people pleaser or anything like that. He's just that guy that he's just like, he's like, he's gonna tell you his opinions and he'd be really excited about them because he loves everything. Or he dislikes some things, but he loves everything. And Neri will get on him for that all the time. But yeah, no.
Yeah.
See, but Kristen,
first of all, I was a big Twilight fan.
Yes, and that she was the worst part about it.
And I actually thought she played a really good Bella.
But of course she did, because Bella's horrible.
Right, yeah, Bella's
but
a horrible
why she
person.
Bella is the worst character.
Bella's the worst.
Wait, Alice is the best character.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I said,
like, hello. Oh, I was also team Edward.
See, but here's...
Were you team Jason?
See,
no. Nobody wanted Jacob.
Fuck that guy. Okay.
But I like Jacob in the movie.
No.
Well, no, you like Taylor Lautner's abs.
Yes.
Because he was tan.
See, again, because I'm only attracted to
everybody else was
look
pale
like
as fuck.
Fantastic. That's why I would never work.
I'm a team Rosalie.
Of course you are, Rosalie. Which she is another hot little thing.
Who?
Rosalie.
Nikki Reed. But I don't like her as... That would not have been
outside
my choice.
Outside of that character.
That would have not been my choice for that character.
Well, I had first seen her in 13.
Yes.
That made me feel really weird when I watched
that.
Yeah.
Right?
Because well, the fact 13, that she helped write 13. That.
They're 13, but they're
she
like...
She helped write that?
Yes.
I did not know that.
She did.
Nikki Reed is insane. I am honestly... And I Jeff will fun, actually say this also.
I have a fun story about Nikki Reed and Ian Somerhalder that has me like... Ugh.
Yeah, but like Jeff will tell you, like, I
first said fun story.
Yeah, that it's fun the most, with like a weird thing.
Fun in the most like fun sarcastic, like judgy way possible.
I was gonna say,
I know that this is like a, but
a
I'm
mean
judging
girl fun. Okay.
Like I'm judging these people hardcore.
Well, because like, I'll tell you that like when they like I will tell you like Jeff agrees with me as society should that Ian Somerhalder is just a beautiful man.
Oh yes,
like that's just pretty.
He's too pretty.
Oh no, don't get that wrong. He's
but
too pretty.
But doesn't that work for you?
No,
no, no, no, no. No, 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 no.
I'm not following
half
this logic.
Pretty, it has to be half pretty.
Oh, he's not
half
manly
man.
Enough. Okay,
he's not
okay,
dirty
got
enough.
Got
he's not
it.
Dirty
okay.
enough.
He's no,
got,
he's
like,
not.
He's got like vampire cheekbones. Like you yes. know what I mean? Like he's just got like this weird.
Like how do I get those?
Yeah, I no. See, even Ian Somerhalder is a man that I know that I like to look at, but I can never do anything with.
Sorry. That's what I said. No, I know, but I heard it, so I laughed anyway.
And we're dead.
Sorry,
we're
guys.
Broken, and give us a couple seconds because the.
Please camera. Don't laugh into your microphone, Stephanie. Please don't do that.
She laughs into the mic.
No, Stephanie is like opposed to laughing into her microphone.
What
for
are you
some
talking
reason.
About? I don't laugh.
She doesn't laugh. She
laughter
doesn't cry.
Is feelings, so no.
Laughter just means I feel something. I don't feel anything. So
I'm so sorry, but yeah, he's pretty.
He's too pretty.
I can admit that he's pretty, but he's too pretty. Like that's too perfect.
Bye. So she stays like, a lesbian.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
Well, none of, like you're talking to the person who none of these people are like my guy.
Your type.
Yeah. No.
No, they're not your type.
No, they're not Ben Wyatt.
Okay, so they're not Ben Wyatt.
I'm sorry.
Adam Scott.
Really?
Yeah.
Christy has the oddest taste.
She
in
really
her.
Does.
It really is. Like,
which explains.
It's so not specific at all.
No.
But it's very,
she loves Trevor
it's
Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Well,
is,
Trevor Noah is
very.
A,
okay.
He's yummy.
Okay.
And I just love his mind.
Because he's attractive intellectually.
Yes. And
like, but he's got
he's
a cute little face.
But what I mean is, like, what's most attractive of him is that he looks good and then when
and
he
the
speaks,
accent.
Yes.
The yes. Accent. The accent. I'm a
you can read the encyclopedia.
I'll do a lot. There's
I'll do any accent except for a Hispanic accent. Any other accent I'm down for.
Well, like, and then Seth Meyers.
Mommy wine.
Okay. Oh,
exactly. You see the, exactly. You see the yeah. Adam okay. Scott.
Okay.
That's how it's happening.
She looks nerdy cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't get me. Yeah. And
which
Zachary
I think nerdy
Levi.
Cute to a certain extent, but you push it too far sometimes.
Adam Scott is amazing.
No, Adam Scott is fine. He's very
which
cute.
Is the nerdy cute that I pushed too far?
I don't know. There was one that you said recently that I was like, really? And I can't remember who it was. And that even Neri was like,
oh,
no, well,
who's the one
sense.
on your.
Oh,
on
Dylan
your
O'Brien?
Oh, I don't even know who
he's
the fuck
a child,
is.
But I love him.
I don't know who the hell he is.
Do you ever watch Teen Wolf by any strange chance?
I maybe saw one episode.
Well, he's going to be in the new American Assassins.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And
what are you talking about?
He's like, as obviously it's on my phone.
But you see, even here,
he looks fucking dirty hot.
There's dirt to him. Like there needs to be a level of edge. If
yeah,
I
don't like
dirt,
the guy.
No,
there has
dirty
to be a level.
Is definitely. Look, I love Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, hello. Like, that is, again, he can clean up and look really nice, but then he can grow out the beard and be really rough. Like, that's the balance for me. Yeah, he's dirtier there. Not in the first few, like, that's a dirtier picture than I've normally seen.
No, because it's that whole, like, he gets fucked up in American Assassin. I'm dying for this movie. Right. It comes out next month. It's with him and Michael Keaton.
Okay, so I have a question. If you guys had to do it with a chick, who would it be?
I have a list.
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale. Okay.
For a while there, it was Brittany.
Me too.
Yeah. For a while.
Yeah. Brittany
all day.
Yeah, all day, every day.
She's one of the only blondes. I have a thing against blondes for some reason.
I'm not a big blonde fan.
I'm not. No, it's just, you're like half blonde.
I haven't done my roots in forever.
I love you. I love her.
I haven't done my roots in like 6 months. Fuck you, bitch. It's okay. That was funny. That's fine.
make for good podcast.
In the name of comedy, I forgive so all, so it's fine. Don't
that
worry.
Was that was so great. Oh my god, that was
no,
amazing.
No, it's fine. It's really, it's fine.
That was
it's,
amazing.
That was really funny.
That was so good.
That was good. But yeah.
Oh like, my god.
Well, I, like.
Oh Jesus, that was
amazing. But like, there was a while there that there was this picture from. It was right after Toxic. And like she was just, it's just like she had like the perfect like abs, and she had a thing
she
for
still
wearing.
Has like
no, 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 but
she,
no, no. She's like a mom thicker now. Like she's like
no,
a mom
but I
now.
I like that.
No, that's, she's like a mom now.
She, I look back on pictures of Britney, and she was like too.
She
thin.
Was a mom still in Toxic. She was still a mom. She just
but
was,
she was
being
like a
less
new
motherly.
Mom.
He, no, she was less. She wasn't.
No, she didn't have the kids yet.
She didn't have
it
kids
was
in Toxic.
That.
The kids
because
were
she
after.
Met Kevin Federline. Don't come at me with Britney.
No, 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 I don't.
She met
no,
Kevin
I,
Federline.
I only know her for
Kevin
looks,
Federline
like,
was a backup dancer on the Onyx Hotel tour, and that yeah. was the Toxic in the Zone.
Okay.
So it was after that. It was right after that.
So okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like it was this. Like at that point, I was like, okay, I'm not. Like now, I just like. It's really weird. It's like, I feel like I want to be her friend
no.
now.
No, I mean, I'd be her friend, but like...
No, Kate Beckinsale, I don't care what age, what time. Like, Jeff... Like, we have... Like, that's like the...
That's your goal. Yes, yes like, you get out of jail free.
Both of us.
Okay.
Like, she was in... MegaCon or something recently, in a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Which they ended up, like, fucking, like, some crazy person tried to, like... attack her or something. We were at SuperCon. There was like a whole article about it that like somebody
do you think I paid attention there?
Start with you like Underworld that's when it started with you or was it like Broke Down Palace when
no
it started with you?
This was I liked her in Broke Down Palace but I still had my Claire Danes I want to be her thing at
right,
that point
right
but I am a huge vampire person
okay
huge vampire person
yeah
Black Red and White runs my life like if it's in that, it's gonna. Like, hello.
You just did like a waterworks motion with your.
Well, she, like even gonna... Vanessa's not like we're watching Descendants, and like Harry Hook comes out, and his whole thing is like red, black, and white. I'm like, I'm done. Yeah. And I go to Vanessa.
That
I go,
is a child.
Oh no, he is 24. I looked it up.
It's legal.
It's legal.
It's legal.
That's how I felt about Nikki Reed in 13. When I was watching that, I was like, I should not be watching this.
See,
this
I always
is called 13. I know she's not, but I can't.
Watch I have it. To look up the. I always make it a point
to look up the age.
I check the age, and then I'm like, okay, it's appropriate. He's hot. But yeah, Kate Beckinsale, like Underworld, like the first, like when she walked out, I'm like, yep, done, done. I love Kate Beckinsale, and she's like, she's older than I am. Like she's, if not already turned.
No, she's like 45.
She's like 45, yeah. 46. Mm-hmm. And she's flamazing.
Yeah. I also would like to know how Michael Sheen gets all these hot chicks because he's definitely not.
No.
He's not. Like, one of these things is not like the other.
Women no, like funny men. This, that's the yeah. only.
Yeah, no, I know. It's the Jessica Rabbit. He makes me laugh. Like, I get
it's
it.
It's the Amber Tamblyn thing. That
don't
one I don't get
with that because you know that is the most inexplicable no. relationship.
You know who Amber Tamblyn is?
No, I don't.
She was
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Okay, now I know who Joan of Arc.
Okay, you yes. know who she's married to?
No,
she's married to Tobias Fünke.
Bless you.
from Arrested Development.
I was like, I don't even know where to go. With
married
that
to David
day.
Cross.
So Amber Tamblyn.
Yes, yes, I remember her.
She's married to David Cross, and he is like not. Even a little bit
and
attractive.
That's her husband.
Oh wait, I know him. And what?
That's Tobias Fünke from Arrested
yes,
Development.
Yes, yes. He makes what? Her laugh and
he's
he is treats her good and it's that whole they so obviously weird. Were treated like shit by male jet in like I was gonna say male genitalia.
Well, that, I mean that comes with it.
I mean so. It come it's part of the package.
I was gonna say male genitalia but in male in men in general
that makes
and
more sense.
Apparently he treats her
like a princess.
Clearly. And then,
I mean, if I had a 20 years, my junior pop piece of ass, I mean, I would.
Yeah,
too.
I pretty much.
Whatever.
You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's so weird. That's so crazy. So you, because she said she has a list, so I'm sure we're gonna go.
No, no, we're gonna. I think. Kind of creepy because she's so much younger than me, but Ariel Winter is really fucking hot.
You and your fucking husband.
You too have like.
She's hot.
You
I'm sorry.
And your husband.
I feel like that's not even fair. Like, if they have the same card, you might as well just
well,
keep
like, look,
together.
Exactly. And I will say, me and Jeff, me
but
and
they
Jeff
have the
do
same one too.
Yeah, that's we true. Do have Kate Beckinsale together, but like, Ariel Winter, like, but
Ariel
no.
Ariel Winter's hot though.
You, like, but Neary's like.
Neary's like obsessed with Ariel Winter.
Obsessed with Ariel Winter.
It's like creepy.
I can't deal with Ariel Winter because she's fucking Princess Sophia.
Yeah. That's the one, like, because I when I close
you
my
know
eyes.
Ariel Winter is, right?
Yeah. She I was just looking at Alex from Modern Family pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she know any picture
she's
that's
also the frumpy one on Modern Family.
Yeah. Yeah. Her Instagram yeah. tells a very different story.
Yeah, she's frumpy, the brainy, the all covered up one, and then she's like, fuck this when she's not filming and right. she's like, here's my underboob.
Yeah.
Every picture. Here's like, my size.
Oh, look at my shorts I'm sorry, that don't
my
cover
underboob
my
from at Coachella.
I'm sorry, I mean, guys. What's her Instagram? Sorry,
just I think it's Ariel Winter.
Ariel Winter. No, it's all boob.
Yeah.
Then I'm.
And she's had a reduction.
Yeah.
Did you hear about like there's like apparently like a Instagram Twitter thing between her and Kylie?
Yes, because she's one of these girls like Naya Rivera and like a bunch of these other girls that are like the Kardashian wannabes that like didn't start doing any of this crap until like the Kardashians made it cool to do it. So anyway, I actually think BuzzFeed a couple years back put out a thing that was like girls who want to be Kardashians, and Ariel Winter was on that list.
Well, yeah, I could totally see that. Yeah. I'm not. There's no defense of it.
So, so we know Ariel Winter.
Yeah. Well, I'll pick a different one then, if it bothers.
You know, I have Kate Beckinsale, and so does Jeff, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, clearly, I match my husband too much, but okay, Scarlett Johansson. Can we agree?
You know,
that's
on
mine.
I can't.
That's one of mine.
I love.
You know
her voice.
Why? I love. Here's the thing. I love Black Widow. I love her as that character.
Margot Robbie, too.
But I fucking... No, don't even go with her. I still have issues there.
Why?
I still... Take her out of the fishnets and we'll talk.
Wolf of Wall Street.
I like her in Wolf of Wall Street.
Hello.
I will...
Just watch her Australian slang
get her,
video.
Yeah, get her away from Harley and... Or get her to be the proper Harley, even though she did a fucking amazing job as
Chrissy's
Harley.
Chrissy's still salty.
I'm salty about the costume. I really disliked the costume.
Yeah, and the fact that her shorts got shorter as the movie went on.
Or if like, you depend...
Why are you salty about
that? No, I'm not salty about that.
She's also
a
geek.
As a woman,
geek.
I'm salty about
but,
that.
Oh,
and as a geek, I'm
as
salty
a,
about
I understand.
That.
There's okay.
As a lesbian, I'm like, fuck yes. But everything else,
as a geek,
like,
as a...
As a geek,
as a geek, she's got to have like. But
I was looking at my Harley Funko the other day. I'm like, you need a Joker, and David goes, "That's so unfeminist of you." And I go, "But it's Harley. Like she literally needs him. Like you don't understand."
Or even next to Poison Ivy, you can do
which apparently
or,
I mean, they're officially dating, which is weird.
They are
like they came out and said like that's her girlfriend.
Yeah,
which I was like, do we need to like come out and make a public statement about it? Like
well,
it was.
I mean, they allude to it enough in the comic.
Yeah,
books,
I was like,
but. I think that for somebody in the LGBT community, yes, you need to say it.
Okay.
Because if you allude to it... That,
see, that's why
that,
I love Q.
That pleases everybody else. But for us, you're like, no.
Social awareness.
Do it.
Fucking say it. Because I'm already fantasizing about it in my geek brain. I'm having dreams of Poison Ivy.
But my husband has told me that that's pretty, like... It's not. It's. I mean, it's like
seems
so heavily
easy.
Implied that it's
no,
even like an implication.
But the problem is that they both in the comic books still go on to their other things,
Got
and
it.
Then they kind of like find each other. So it's this like best friend sexual thing that's keep happening. So if you're gonna
like,
make them an actual like relationship, then come out and just say it because then it's a better thing.
I guarantee you, there's Evie and Mal fan fiction.
Of course, there is.
Oh, for sure.
Which after the space between, there should be. Because that was the fucking worst choreography. Kenny?
Call me.
Because song was great. Choreography was fucking horrible. But like, I have a friend of mine that posted like a scene from a recent... the recent Harley with... Not Tara Strong. The girl from Big Bang.
Melissa Rauch.
As Harley. And it's a full-on fucking like sexual innuendo sex scene with Nightwing.
Really?
Like super inappropriate for children.
Welcome to the Vanessa has no idea what's happening hour.
Yeah. But we went to geek.
We went
sorry.
To
it's sorry, okay. We'll take it back. We'll take
I'm
it back.
Like one foot in, one foot out. I kind of know what you're talking about.
You're a Harley fan.
I know
it's because
who Nightwing
I love,
is.
I love Harley. Yeah. So.
That's funny. Yeah,
but Nightwing, if I understand this correctly, is Robin, but another. Superhero version of him.
Yes.
We'll leave it at yes.
That's as simplistic as we can make it that it's understandable.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, I'll show you guys later. It's like super like yeah, like it's like super like inappropriate. It is not like there is no like innuendo.
No words.
There is like penis goes up, lights go off, she's in her underwear.
Well,
like.
I also understand that a lot of these like animated ones are like not necessarily for kids.
Yeah,
no, they're definitely
not for kids.
Now to go back, Scarlett Johansson, yes, but depends on the movie.
like depends on her look, because yeah. she's very chameleon and certain looks look really
like, I don't like her with the short hair, I will say that.
With
I
short hair. Like hair. Like Ghost in the Shell short. Yeah,
not okay. Like you I'm don't not like a short her. Hair fan.
Okay.
So I like,
I mean, you have long hair, so it makes sense.
Yeah. I'm into like mermaid. God, I
love you. See, my
do you want me to go through a little?
Yes, some please, of my please.
Please, Scarlett Johansson, Blake Lively, Christina Hendricks.
basic. I could see like, that.
You 1.0, you 2.0.
Redhead, yeah. you. I got this.
Got it. We're all on the same
but
page.
You know my issue with Scarlett Johansson? And I will put it into the fact that I don't know what the general consensus of her acting ability is. But in some things, I think people that, like, she's too good at it. She's just not that into you.
Oh yeah, he's just not that into
fucking
you.
Hated her yeah. so much.
Well, because she's la otra in that movie.
No, but also how she's she really treats thirsty, and how yeah, she, no and yeah, how she treats
Kevin from Entourage.
Kevin yeah. from Entourage. Yeah. Like I'm like, I fucking hate you. And then in Match Point,
Eric from Entourage. Sorry, yeah, Kevin Eric, is his Eric, real name.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Connolly. Yeah.
Which wasn't he dating a Hilton?
Was he?
I thought he was dating the other Hilton. Not like Nikki? Paris. Nikki.
I love that. That's where we come down to the other one. The other
let
Hilton.
Me investigate.
Not the main one.
Let me investigate.
But like, she's so good at these like Match Point. Like, again, she's another, like, that's like, which again, that's like a hit or miss because it's Woody Harrelson. So, yeah. Not Woody Harrelson. Ooh, Woody Allen. Yeah. So you have to be like into that. You see, because he's like a hit or miss.
I have a hard time with him.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson for me wasn't hot in the first appearance that she made as Black Widow with Iron Man.
Because you
the
didn't like her.
Weird hair thing.
And did you like her?
No, she was like
it's a wig.
And no, but also. It was so bad. It was, no, it's just her character also was just not okay.
Yeah.
Come like Avengers.
Oh,
then like Avengers 2 and 3 and with Cap.
Oh.
Come Winter Soldier. Then I was like, yes.
Winter Soldier, yes. I was on board 110%. Yes. I loved her. She was like the buddy. Like it was amazing.
Yeah, it was totally different. And then I haven't seen Ghost in the Shell, so I really couldn't.
It's such a weird character. You can't. It's she's
but
robotic.
I liked her in Lucy.
No, but
Ghost in the Shell, she's robotic.
She's really robotic. Like there's a lot of, and I will tell you.
Like beyond her robotic?
Yeah. She's kind of like Stephanie.
no wonder.
but no, like I like we saw it during Star Wars Celebration weekend when we were in Orlando that it had just come out and we went to go see it with another couple friend of ours. And Jeff and the wife of the other...
Did they go to a movie alone?
No. We all four went to the same movie. We were all four in the same movie. But our friend Carl's wife Jane and Jeff were like not into it at all. Mm-hmm. But me and Carl, because Carl's actually seen the Ghost in the Shell, like anime,
right?
I had not, and I actually really enjoyed it, and I got very emotionally attached
to
some people.
You. He did not date a Hilton. Who he did date was Lydia Hurst, who is now married to Chris Hardwick.
I knew.
So she definitely has a type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now I know your lesbian-esque tastes.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Do I have any other ones?
I can go on and on for hours.
Besides Kevin, like, besides... No, Kate Beckinsale's just perfect. I'm sorry. Like, it's just the moment.
She's a little too thin for me.
Yeah, I agree.
No,
she's a little thin.
No. When she's kicking that ass, I'm like...
Do you guys watch The Magicians at all?
No.
I told you.
I know, I told you too. I told you. Get to episode 4, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Just like what I told you about...
Yes, we're gonna both try each other's shows out, and then we're gonna move forward
from
there.
Episode 8?
And you gotta get to episode 4. So, because then my current obsession, because I go through like phases. Emma Stone is always number one. Nothing touches that. But like everything else,
but wait,
like, inner switches.
I did see the first episode,
Stella
so I do
Maeve,
know the people.
Julia. Julia.
Was she the one that in the first episode didn't?
Yes.
Or is she the girl that was with Q?
Sounds
like a personal problem.
She was the one with Elliot, or she was the one that didn't make it in.
She's the one that didn't make it in.
Okay. She is.
Yeah.
Okay. No, she is.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry about that.
Like,
okay.
Sorry. Side note. I did watch it, and I did. It's just I was like
the loser princess from the 50s. They fall in love with a stranger.
I like her too, though.
I know.
What are you talking about?
She asked me my favorite Disney princess. blonde one that wears pink. Come on, guys. We've been down this road before. We know how this goes.
The dress is blue.
You the mean, dress is pink.
Make it blue.
You mean the one that, like, just woke
my
up?
My bracelet is pink.
I know.
You mean the one that wakes I'm up at the end of the text message?
Catch up.
I'm sorry.
Yes. You mean the one that wakes up at the end of the text message? Yes. Hey, guys, I just woke up. What happened?
Yeah. What did I miss?
What did I miss?
Okay.
All right. So you have any more questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I... Go ahead.
No,
can I ask you like a personal question, or are we not?
That's what I was actually expecting. Oh, okay. To be honest with you,
we butter you up.
Oh, okay.
We
get you like, three you bottles in. Sauced first. Yeah, and like, exactly. And now
so
we
now they don't
you.
Hurt so bad.
And now I let Stephanie loose on you.
How long have you known that you were a lesbian?
Yes.
That's a good question. I wish I had known longer. I would have taken a lot more advantage of it. I didn't really
sleepovers and shit.
Yeah, I would have had a lot more fun with it than I did. Like I didn't really
in heaven.
I didn't really come out until college. And
come out to yourself or come out in public?
Both. Both. Like,
oh, was at the same time?
Have you ever dated a guy?
Yeah, plenty.
Have you slept with a guy?
Many.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, many,
so,
many.
So she was a whore.
She was
a
whore.
A baby.
So you're not a gold star gay?
No, definitely not. I'm going to...
That's an amazing...
I've never heard that before. What's wrong with you people?
She's 100 right now.
But you know what? I don't feel bad because Vanessa hasn't either.
But yeah, I feel like my lesbian card is going to be revoked. But no, I totally was super boy crazy for really, most of my like middle school, high school. The first time I ever did anything with a girl, it was for my boyfriend. It was because his want was a threesome.
Sucker.
Yeah, I know, right? He kind of ended up losing in that battle.
That's what you get.
He's
for
such
being
a
gross.
Good guy that I won't shame him. But things worked out better for me than him. And so I stopped doing that, and then I had a fling with a chick in college, but it was more like, let me have fun with this. And I was still dating guys at the same time and like bouncing back and forth, living the I don't judge, I love whoever. I was very
sexually fluid.
Yeah. Like, I was also a big raver. So I was all like, peace, love, unity, and respect, everybody. Like, something
what
like,
feels nice, like a lollipop.
You know, so I didn't even really realize what was happening until I was like, in it. Like, I was just like, right. Oh, okay, so this is...
I like girls.
Yeah,
so like, how do you know that you're a lesbian and not bisexual, that being said?
Because of...
Penises are icky.
I will tell you that penises are icky.
No, like, they are, regardless.
They're not...
I say lesbian because I am majority of the time the most attracted to women.
Okay,
more than men.
Okay.
And so if you were to stand a guy and a girl in front of me, I would probably automatically veer towards the woman. I might take a second glance at the guy and be like, yeah, okay, he's attractive, but damn her.
Okay.
And that was kind of my like determining factor, but that didn't come right away. Like at the beginning it was just like, no, I kind of still want this and I kind of still want that. So I was bouncing back and forth for a little while.
Did you ever try to deny it?
I think I went through a personal denial phase of not wanting to complicate my life.
Yeah.
Sadly enough, you know what I mean? Like, I had like this...
We're also Hispanic.
You're also Hispanic.
Hispanic, so I had this idea, like, I'm going to get married by this age, I'm going to have kids by this age, like, this is what my life is supposed to be like. So, as I grew older and realizing that, I also realized, like, do I really want to, like, I don't want to complicate my life. I could settle for this guy and do this life that I really, really want. The kids and the this and the that, and I just...
You could still have all that.
Yeah, you could. But at the time, you didn't know. When you're going through it, you don't realize that. At the time, it's like the end of the world. Like, your dad's not going to walk you down the aisle. Like, marriage is not okay. Yeah. Now, in my 30s, marriage equality is a thing. So we were able to get married and things like that. But when I was 20, that wasn't even like a bleep on the radar. Like, no, we have to hide this. I had to be really careful about how I was talking about things, where we were holding hands. Like, that whole experience was really unique in that aspect. So it took me a while to stop playing the bi card, because for a while I did both. I was just like, I'm gonna date the chick and I'm gonna sleep with the chick, but I'm gonna date the guy and take the guy home to meet mom and dad, you know. And so I kind of played that card for a little while and then realized, like, no, this is just not, like, I'm gonna end up dating so many chicks that my mom and my dad are gonna be like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
You know, like, this is a
problem. She's just my best friend.
Yeah, you know, like, we're just having a sleepover in the same bed with the door locked. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, why not?
I mean, I've had sleepovers with my friends.
Yeah.
Sleep over your house all the fucking time.
Stephanie lived at my house for a really long time.
So it took me a little bit of time to
we're
do
like
that.
Them.
because you're Stephanie.
Yeah, you are. We-
Was it for an apartment?
No.
No.
No, it was just to get attention in college.
That works too.
It was like, we're a chunk.
That being said, you have very soft lips and you're a very good kisser.
So yeah, so that's kind of how it happened.
I couldn't stop smiling, so I know we bumped teeth.
Awesome.
Oh, friendships.
So, good times.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I ended up. So no, I'm not like anti-penis. You can talk to me about guys and I'm totally like, yeah, he's attractive. No, he's not attractive.
Right.
But
clearly from the first hour of this podcast.
Yeah, right. So obviously. You're like, is she even gay? No, yeah, she is.
Like, you need to check your wine.
But I mean, I've been with Vanessa for the last 10 years.
Not
this Vanessa. I'm going to call her V.
Yeah,
V, I've been with V for 10 years.
Okay.
And like not even thought of anything else. So
okay, fair enough.
That's yeah. So cute.
I know a hopeless romantic. Yeah,
Stephanie's
feelings
got
that's making it's me okay. Really
that's
uncomfortable
kind of
guys.
Like how my wife is, so it's really okay.
That's not doing this.
No yeah, that's how she is, honestly. Like I was laughing because Chrissy was talking about how when she was in a bad mood and Jeff had shouldered this picture of a Funko. My wife is very much like that, where sometimes I'll be like really excited about something for her. And I'm like, look what I did, or like, look at this great accomplishment I've made for you. And she'll just look at me with like this stone cold face and be like, okay. And I'm like, damn. So we finally talked about it. So now we have like this inside joke where she was like, inside, fireworks. Outside, not so much.
I like okay. That. Inside,
you know what?
Fireworks.
Inside fireworks. That way I know like I did a good thing, even though your face and your words don't show me
they
that.
They don't match.
In the least bit they yeah. Show me that. At least you
I
tell
so
me.
I so can relate.
Inside
I feel like
fireworks,
Vanessa and I would get along very well.
Oh, you would.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Definitely. So when she tells me inside fireworks, I'm like, okay, I did a good thing. I'm not going to get the like
I get a high
cheering
five.
That I wanted.
Let me try that
it's
spinach and artichoke dip. Sorry, I'm getting hungry.
Cream.
I had dinner before, but I'm hungry now.
My superpower is I'm always hungry.
It's okay. I understand.
Always.
Always.
Always. Because it's quiet. So who has more questions? We have
yeah.
More questions.
We're gonna have more
Stephanie
questions,
has
but they're like
questions.
Yeah, but they're like really bad. So I'm not gonna go.
I'm gonna let you know that I live most of my life on stage, so I have no understanding of what is sharing.
What's like inappropriate.
No, like, and what's like sharing too much. Like what's sharing too much. Like
I mean,
hosting, got on the couch, I swear.
Hosting comedy shows and just playing with the audience all the time. There are times where I've gone off stage and Vanessa's like, V's like, that's the part you went too far. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't
okay,
have told him that
it.
Story.
Yeah, I often have to have
us.
That conversation with my husband.
Me too, with Mary.
No, I'm okay. Thank you, though.
Because he's a musician, so whatever, it doesn't matter. Like he's not gonna go up and like tell stories,
right?
But, not like
he's
very
open with our friends and stuff.
Oh yes, yeah. Very.
And he'll bring up like
I've learned a lot about Stephanie in this past year.
Oh, I know a shit ton about Stephanie,
right? And things that I didn't necessarily want to get out. And this is a conversation that we've had before. And I'm like, listen, I'm like, for like. As much as I'm all about, like, do you with right. Sex and stuff like that, like, when it comes to my own sex life, I'm not, like, that out there about it. And I'm a little bit more reserved. Like, the only thing I'm really reserved about for some reason, and it's probably,
because
like, Catholic
private.
Guilt or
it
whatever.
Is. It's it is.
I'm
still
sure it's, like, Hispanic Catholic guilt.
It is, definitely.
But, exactly what it is.
But sometimes I'm like, sometimes we get home, I'm like, see, that's the line. Like, that's...
You went too far.
Yeah, I have that conversation often with my wife. She's like, you see, why'd you have to go there? I'm like, I don't know. They asked it. I felt like I needed to tell them, like, that information. Felt like I needed to help people by telling them our own experiences.
Well, we've known Steph, like, about a year now, a little bit
well,
more than a year.
Well, you and I have known each other for
yeah.
About that
yeah,
long.
Yeah,
Vanessa and I have known each other
well, like, I don't know, but there's, like, times that, like, I'll be home and, like, Dave will start saying shit on the chat and I go to Jeff, I go, well, this is not going to end well.
This is where he's passing the line.
I'm like, it's there.
This is going to be really fun. I need popcorn.
I'm like, this is not. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, Steph does not like this part. And he goes, no, but she's joking along. I go,
Yeah, right now.
That's for our sake.
I'm like, that's
the show for us.
That's the show.
That's the self-preservation. Because
yeah.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Because Dave is going to kill him. She's going to kill him later. He's yeah. Not going to survive this evening.
Ow.
All right. So while you ladies think of more lesbian questions, I'm going to break the seal.
Do it.
Okay, you just do that.
Do it.
Okay,
do
good,
it.
Good.
Do
I'm going to do that.
That.
And you guys discuss
lesbian
questions.
We'll
with you.
Let's play a game.
Is there anything on our Instagram? I'm gonna
Pause.
Parties and like pillow fights, like we don't make out with each other.
I feel like you're doing it wrong.
Agreed.
You definitely did.
Like, why else would you pay for your friends? Like,
yeah, exactly. Are we on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
We're done.
No.
But we were having a great conversation that should have been recorded.
It should have been recorded. We just found out that Christy was in a sorority and has never made out with a girl. Like, I feel like you
that was like a wasted opportunity.
Like, what a wasted college experience. Like,
oh, no, you need to go. You might be a lesbian. Wasted at all.
Well, it's like you might be a lesbian Friday.
No, it was too much of a like slutty McSlutterson to like be a, I like the
maybe I'm you were overcompensating.
Yeah, but if you don't get drunk and make out with a friend for attention, you didn't really like have a good
you
college.
Didn't live.
You didn't have lived.
Like, I hugged and like held hands and like
no time. That's what you need to do to get away from creepy guys.
Yeah, that's why we did it.
So that's as far as you've gone, like save me from this man.
No
you're like save me from this man lesbian.
And
you've never been like a truth or dare or a spin the bottle or
like, save me from this friend, this man lesbian. It was save me from this friend female, also slutty whore. Let's like pretend that we're together so dude like gets away from us.
You know, but we should just call them save me lesbians. Like, yeah. You're only gay when you need to be saved.
Like, I never really did
okay
that.
With that.
You know, but here's the thing, and this is gonna sound really slutty, but I never really did that because if I wanted to get away from a rando dude, I just found a more attractive dude that I was okay with making out with.
The main.
Hey, dude, can you hang out with me so to make that
I
guy
just
go
don't
away?
Understand how you go through college and don't make out with a chick. Like, that's just like
even just to get like a drink or something. Like,
it is a gateway drug to lesbianism. As it is with me.
It is.
Wow. I will say
this has taken a turn.
I made out with enough people that weren't girls.
But you're missing out.
Yeah.
Girls are gentle.
They are. I'm sure they are. And
does your wardrobe double? Yes. Okay.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Are you guys like the same shoe size?
No, that's the only unfortunate part is the shoes. Yeah. Is the shoes. The only unfortunate part is the shoes, but shirts, pants, jeans, the whole nine. The only exception is that my wife is shorter than I, so the pant length, like I have to wear, if I wear her jeans, I have to wear boots.
Got
because
it.
She's shorter than I am, but I can still wear her jeans and her boots. So it works out in that aspect. But yeah, her wardrobe has doubled more so than my wardrobe has doubled. But that doesn't in
but
fact
it helps
happen.
You guys are the same waist size too.
Oh yeah, we're everything. Everything else for the most part we're the same size.
My t-shirt so collection out. Doubled. Me and Jeff steal shirts. Like, well, I steal his shirts all the fucking time.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they're like PJs. Like, I can't.
No, I wear them out.
No, you can't wear
mine. I can't wear them.
No, I wear Jeff's shirts out. Like,
I mean, I could, but people would probably think I was homeless.
No, I steal Jeff's shit all the time because it's like, oh, that's a fucking sweet Star Wars shirt. It is mine now. And like, I will put it in my side of the closet and he'll never see it
again.
Well,
you guys also share like likes, right?
You and I have the same problem though, where like we are with guys that like aren't necessarily that much like bigger than we are. Like, they're not bigger than us at all. So like,
I heard
they're not bigger than us at all. Is what I said.
Listen, I had that
it's not
moment.
Like Vanessa and Neri that like he's much taller than you and like there's a whole like
which
there's like
listen, I had I'm gonna be honest.
You know
I've always
like that whole that whole like stereotype of like you wake up and you put on your boyfriend's like button down a shirt and you wear it and it looks really hot because like whatever, like that doesn't happen over here. Because
like, oh look, this is fitting,
right?
Like, this is
listen,
fitting.
You know what made me sad was when I was pregnant with Sophie, I put on one of Neri's shirts. I'm like, this doesn't fit right. That made it. That was a bad
pregnant,
start to a day.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was still a really bad start to a day.
I will be honest with our listeners because I love our listeners. This is a safe space.
Chrissy's drunk.
Jeff has.
We
worn,
all are.
Jeff has. Drunk? I have put
yes,
on Jeff's
are.
Jeans.
I am not drunk.
I have put on Jeff's jeans by mistake, and they don't fit.
Jeff's skinny jeans.
No, like jeans in general. Like, fucker's skinnier than I am, and like. Not like,
I feel like
skinny
just like
bad.
Wallowitz. Like he's like so
yes.
No at all. But like I've put on
no,
like,
but that was like a Big Bang Theory. Like
yeah,
it was like a story.
Yeah, line. Like he like I've like there's like stuff that like I'll like grab a pair of jeans and I'm like those are mine. They don't fit me and they're his. Motherfucker. Because
it's clearly his fault that they don't fit you.
Well, because Jeff's the fucker that like doesn't drink soda for a week
and
loses
weight,
5 pounds.
Like most
fuck that
men.
Guy.
Fuck
I haven't drank fucking soda since 1986.
And that's the year I was born.
Me too.
You were not. Oh my God.
Yes, I
yes
was.
We were.
I was at least two.
Depends on
point of 1986.
I went to say 96, not 86, because I realized
you've gone too far.
That was, yeah, that I went too
blame
far.
Blame the wine.
Because I did
blame bottle number four.
Which is
guys,
amazing.
This is a mama's first.
It's bottle mama's number first. Four. So since it is bottle four, Stephanie, get her.
Get, unleash the Kraken.
Unless the
half of us can't speak right now.
Get her, Steph. Get her.
What's it like to have someone sit on your face?
Amazing. No.
There is no other
possible answer.
There is no other acceptable answer to that.
I just turned around and looked at the computer and there
I have
dancing.
Another question for you when you're done with that, answering this question.
You know,
yeah, that's not a final answer.
No, that wasn't my final answer.
We need to like mark this episode as like explicit.
Yeah, no, this is,
we're rated E anyway.
I mark all of them explicit. Sometimes it doesn't transfer over to iTunes, but I do it.
This is definitely explicit.
Not for the children. If you are easily offended, skip over.
Yeah, like right now. I have 15 seconds.
A couple of times.
No. Wait, let's go 45 seconds, people.
First time it was weird.
Okay.
I didn't know, like, it was a like lot to happen to me. It was just different. Like, I wasn't used to that aspect of it. So the first time I remember being very, I was into it, but it was still very odd. It was just weird. It was just
it was new.
Yes. I was just like, I don't know how to work this equipment. I mean, I do and I don't. Like, I know how to work my equipment. Now I'm working my equipment technically on your equipment, and now it's weird. After that, I thoroughly enjoy it. Like, thoroughly enjoy that aspect of it. Like, I personally am satisfied with satisfying somebody else
right.
in that way.
See, I'm not.
But are you satisfied the other way around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so then, you know.
No, she's just talking about the fact that, like.
Well, that's
like,
different.
That's what David says keeps me from being a lesbian is that I won't actually go down on someone. Like, it just won't happen.
You're like, no.
This is why she's the mayor of the island of lesbians.
Yeah.
And not, like, in the trenches.
There's a lot of giving in lesbianism.
Yeah, and
I'm not down.
I'm way too self-preserving for that. Like, that's not going to happen.
There's not a lot of there.
No.
I will say it took some work when I was first coming from, like, the straight world into that world. I was like, I'm not sure. At first, like, when I had stated that the first time I ever did anything with a girl, it was because of a guy. I had said that was my line. I was like, I won't do that.
Okay.
But I won't do that.
Okay. Nice.
I won't
I
do that.
The same thing too.
So I think we all went there.
So I won't do that. And then I did anyways. Okay. That was just like the progression of the
I
night.
Think you kind of have to.
Yeah, like
point, right?
I was just
really
like
your face is there.
And like, no, I mean, like, it already had like, it was weird the way that night was going. We were rolling dice that and like those sex dice,
the dirty dice.
Yeah, the dirty dice, and like my boyfriend was allowed to say who he wanted to do what to each other, and so that how.
So you've had threesomes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I still laugh at that
more
boy
than
right
one.
Now.
It would have been had somebody not tapped out that wasn't me or the other girl.
Got it.
That's shade. Like I'm casting shade without necessarily.
He knows.
You know
who you are.
And was it more than? Is this all the same person?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, loser.
Yes.
What the fuck? What kind of guy taps out of a threesome?
I said the same thing.
A loser.
Sorry.
A guy.
I shouldn't have said that.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry.
An ugly word.
Sorry.
Ugly
no, that is an ugly word. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
a guy.
Sorry. I apologize.
I can answer this question.
Sure.
The guy that thinks that it's about him and not about her.
Oh, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Like when Carol brings in Susan.
Yeah.
Got it.
He thought that this was for him.
And then somewhere in the middle, it stopped being about that. But no, like, so that aspect was I thought it was a no, and then I went for it anyways, because that was what the mood was going for.
Okay.
And so I actually thoroughly enjoy that, actually. Could probably...
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I do.
High five.
I do enjoy that. I could see why it's a turnoff for some people. But I also went down on guys. That was not...
I don't like
guys.
Doing that.
I don't like doing that. But I also am a...
I mean, whatever, but you're a weirdo. But
Here's the thing. I'm also an equal
like a
opportunity.
Dead mic over here, like I'm not even talking about.
But
it.
But this needed to be like a video portion of this podcast because Christy's faces have been fantastic.
Here's the thing.
I'm an equal opportunity employer. I understand that if I expect you to do that to me, then I in turn must do that to you.
I mean, I feel like that works with like the first 6 months of a relationship, and then after that, it's like,
no, you know, I'm not, and you're gonna still
like you're
like
invested
the first
now.
Couple of times I did this was to impress you. Like I think I've won you over at this point. Like we're okay.
Like I've met my quota, and exactly. Now it's your turn.
Like
to-
it's just birthdays at this point, and like
Valentine's Day,
Valentine's anniversaries. Christmas. But other than that, like it's never, really
it's
not,
never happening.
It's not. Going, huh? It's not gonna happen.
So I did do that. No, I'm with you on that because that is, again, I'm not like this like penis kind of person, but it's not an attractive thing to do for me personally.
For me personally, and I'm just saying personally for me, like I
personally going.
I have personally. Jeff and I were having this conversation.
Of course, you were. Have you met my husband?
I have
chip?
I'm trying to like
a chip in your matrix.
No, that's
like
what I'm saying.
A chip on her shoulder.
I have on my shoulder. The one I got you. The one that I have to work with is a little bit above average.
Okay,
so
it's difficult.
It's difficult,
right?
It's
everyone on the podcast knows.
We all know.
I'm trying to be sensitive, okay? it's kind
Debra
of.
Debra knows, like,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, you dropped
my mic, you guys. I'm sorry.
Right on the table. 6 inches in.
Oops. Six? Really?
Come on. I don't know. I was saying flaccid.
Six. Oh, the tip. Okay. Six was just a tip.
So it's tough for me sometimes. I also have like a really sensitive gag reflex. So it's
we met your son, we know.
Yeah.
By the way, they make creams for that.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, they
I
do.
Will look into this.
Yeah. To stop the gagging.
Do you see what lesbians teach us?
Lesbians
we're
teach
learning.
Us.
We're learning.
We're growing in shit.
Seriously.
We are growing in
really
shit.
Really weird cream that helps you from having gag reflexes.
You see the things people invent where there's a
when
will,
you,
there's a way.
When you have to not deny your sexuality. You
you're like, I gotta deal with this, so I'm just gonna take this cream, I gotta take these pills, just so I can suck this dick. Oh my God. Sorry, I didn't mean to be so graphic.
No, please. This is great.
I'm sorry. Oh my.
Where do we go from?
Welcome I to actually have a better one for you. I have a question just because I've heard it's like an urban legend thing. And I'm really just curious.
Okay.
Because I want to know if this is real. I watch a lot of Orange is the New Black and they talk about this a lot.
Okay.
Is like, does scissoring work?
Okay.
That's a good question.
So, funny enough, I actually put this into my comedic bit on stage because I got this question so often. For those of you who don't know, if you ever want to ask me anything, you can follow me on Twitter at @cuethemic and just use the hashtag lesbro and I will answer all of your questions. But I got asked that question a lot. The scissoring works if you're a size zero, who's dating a size zero?
Okay.
Okay, because other than
that. Bone on bone.
Yeah, right. Because if not. None of you are of equal body shape. Like, if I love beer and pizza and you equally love beer and pizza,
oh my God, I'm hungry.
We're not rubbing
Everybody
vaginas
loves, but like, who
anymore.
Doesn't love beer
no, but
and
we're
pizza?
Not rubbing vaginas. I don't know what I'm rubbing anymore. I don't know if that's your thigh, your inner thigh, your upper thigh, if I'm in your fupa. I don't know what position I'm actually in at this
fupa
moment.
Fupa is a fun word.
So, is it realistic? It's beautiful in porn. It's beautiful
right. It's good on paper.
It's so good on paper.
It's good in
but
theory.
In like
it's good in
execution,
theory.
It doesn't always work. And then we were talking earlier about guys with feet and I said feet is a thing, right?
Right.
Because
no,
feet for
disgusting.
Me are disgusting
yeah,
unless you're like
awful.
Like pedicured like yours right now are pedicured you're like you know
they're
you're,
cute
you're, so they're cute but otherwise in that scissoring position feet are in my face
right
you know what I mean so if you didn't like fix your feet before I don't know how I stay in the mood while they're wiggling in my face while I'm also trying
I'm
to make
like, it. Imagining like toes wiggling in your eyes
so I'm I wish this was video because I'm like fighting one thing at the top while I'm also trying to make sure that my lips are touching your lips in like a different area
Seems
and like too
like
much
you need
is
to
going
be really
on.
Flexible. You need to be really, really flexible.
You have to be flexible and out of your head. Like you have to not be thinking about it, but you're
but
unfortunately.
I feel like
but we're
also
women.
A lot of concentration that
there's so much
women.
Concentration.
But we're women. We don't stop thinking.
Exactly my point. So now you have two of you who are like, "Am I in the right place?
Am I too much?
Yeah, David's always having to tell me like, "Get out of your head. Get out of your head. Get out of your head." And I'm like, but I can't. You don't understand.
Like, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. So is it great? Yeah, but it's also not even really that much of a exciting sexual position because you're just vagina rubbing.
Right.
Well, that's like that's
I feel vagina rubbing too. Is kind of like
vagina rubbing is a title.
No.
I'm lesbian adjacent.
Lesbian adjacent is still happening.
But it should be like lesbian adjacent.
It's like dry humping.
It is like dry humping. You're just like
it's dry humping.
You're
dry
just
humping
gonna rub
shit.
Like you're gonna end with two women. It's not as dry as normal.
You're gonna rub against something for some friction, possible burning, and somebody's gonna end up dirty. Like that's all you're getting out of dry. Yes, dry humping.
And if I'm gonna dry hump you, let me at least face you because we could do the same thing facing each other. But the fact that I have to now be in this awkward position where I'm away from your face, I don't know if I'm rubbing the right side of you or not. Like I don't know if you, whatever you're chafing, then it hurts. Like it's like a
again
problem.
Burning is gonna happen.
Logistically, I just feel like it's a really complicated
situation. Like, there's so many other things you could do than automatically going to that like scissor position that I feel like you're wasting creativity in just that position.
I don't have energy
now,
for this.
I don't. And the feet
and you don't
thing,
have kids yet.
I'm not 30. Bother me. I don't have time for this.
I don't.
And the feet thing bother me. If you don't have pedicure feet, I don't feel like I can get in the mood. Like I'm out of it. Like once your talons come at my face.
And this is going to sound like really random.
Gross.
That's just creepy. This is going to sound really random. And I, because of what Vanessa just said, it sounds exhausting.
It does.
I remember when I was in college and I didn't.
I'm sorry. Lesbian sex is a lot of fucking work. You women are difficult.
Yes, and that's where I'm going.
Us women. Not her.
Not
complicated.
Me. Not me, obviously.
Obviously. Not her.
Not you.
Every
like,
other woman in the world.
Straight sex is not this complicated.
Know, like,
and
you put the peg
sex
in the hole.
And that's it.
And here's the thing with straight sex. If you're bored, or like you're not bored. I take that back. Not bored. But if like you've got maybe like, okay,
I want to drink my wine, but I want to see where she's going.
Before you spit it back out.
Like if you've got like, okay, at least for us, like the kids asleep, we got like
about a timer.
We got like 5 minutes to take care of shit
before I fall asleep,
or before something screams, "I want water."
My sock fell off.
Yeah, you just like say, "Listen, baby, I love you. Put it in me."
I'm just gonna turn over.
I do that all the time. I'm like, but I'm like, just gonna turn like, around.
Nary gets
boo boo.
Nary gets mad at me because he's like, "Hey, you want to do it?" And I'm like, "That's so romantic." And he goes, "Yeah, but in 5 minutes you're gonna be like, all right, just do it already." So, like
there's a couple
so
seconds.
I'm just cutting 5 minutes out of this conversation. Yeah,
there's a couple minutes of like,
why are we going through the pretense?
Yeah, there's like tickle, 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 tickle. Okay, put it in. Let's get this shit done. But like, you guys, you don't really have that option of like tickle, tickle, tickle. Well, no, you got
like,
the strap. You got tickle, 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 but you don't really got the let's just put it in and get it over with.
Unless I'm strapped from the beginning. Yeah, that's not happening.
Next question.
Okay, first let me answer that question.
Next question. I'm going to fix this position now. I need more wine for that.
No, you're right. You're right. And first of all, when you have two women, then you have to also take into consideration that each one of
there's
us
a lot of foreplay it has to go on. I'm assuming because
and every girl is different.
Right?
Wait, are you venturing into red?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
The night is young.
The night is young.
Well.
It's 11:30.
If we go through six bottles of wine, I will die.
Two-part episode, guys.
Yeah, the thing is that you're in a two women are in this relationship, so women are already more. I hate to say it, but more emotionally attached.
Right,
to
of course.
Sex.
Of course.
You don't know. Go for it.
The mindset has to be the right way. The room has to be the right way. Like, at least, like,
the candles and the music.
Or just a clean room or this. And so I have a tendency.
There's a lot more thought going into it.
There is. And I tend to lean more to male tendencies. Like, I have male tendencies when it comes, I know, right? Into, like, the sex world. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, just give it to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in a lot of aspects, I'm very much like,
finger banging.
Let's just get it over.
Come on, let's just do it.
Right.
I don't give a shit. Like, oh, you just came home from the gym. Fuck yeah, pheromones. Like, you know what I mean? Not like
her face was amazing.
I have a smell thing.
No, wait.
So I don't
hold
know.
Up. Here's the thing.
That's another question.
You're also thinking about what men smell like after the gym.
No,
women
no,
and men
I'm not.
Don't always smell the
no,
same.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I
well,
really
you might
know.
Smell different than what my wife smells like. I guess. I don't know.
But that Stephanie, laugh into the microphone.
We'll get into smells in a second.
Yeah. But what I mean is, maybe not the gym. That was a very extreme circumstance. But like after work, like I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you've just
like,
been out of the house all day.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I don't care about that kind of stuff. Some women do. Like, you know, like my wife is very particular about things like that. Like she likes to be like showered and primed and like proper and like all that. And I'm just like, no. Like half of it is the grit. You know, like
we need another game night. We need to meet Vanessa.
I dropped my phone. Yeah, we do.
But you know, so we're all a little bit different. So it does change the game because then and for as much as I joke and I have a lot of male tendencies, I'm still a chick. So there's things that I'm also very particular about. Like, right. I have to be in the right mindset. I have extreme anxiety. So if I'm in my head a lot, I'm like, I can't tonight. Right. I'm all up in here and I don't know if I'm going to do it right. Like, everything's going on. I can't. So there's so many things that go on that time frame of like, we only have 10 minutes to do it or else we can't. That would never happen. Which is why like lesbian deathbed is like a thing. It's
right.
a thing. Excuse because me? Continue.
Yeah. Lesbian
what
deathbed.
What is lesbian deathbed?
So lesbian deathbed.
You. What is that?
Lesbian deathbed is like a lesbian deathbed is a
I don't know what this is. This is not.
I like to be up and up on like being informed and that I've never heard.
We're learning new words.
I've never heard this before.
Lesbian I feel like deathbed. I went to the bathroom at the wrong time.
Lesbian deathbed is like a thing that most lesbian couples go through. Is that you go through like this really weird dry spell because you either run out of. We're limited in what we can do unless you go into extracurricular accessories. But you're very limited in what you can do. Like I could either do
A, B, and C,
or C, B, A, A. But like I have to like alternate the same three things that I'm doing.
Seven.
But so that becomes a thing, and then especially when you're talking about schedules and things like that, it's not the same. Like I can't just stick it in you and be done with it.
Right.
And then that might be great for you, but I didn't feel what I just stuck in you. So like this is different. Like now what are you gonna do to me in return? Like you know what I mean? So it becomes this very
There's a lot of reciprocity.
There's a lot
that I'm not prepared to deal with. That was a big fucking word for being this drunk.
I'm not that drunk. I don't know why you guys think I'm that drunk.
You need to
I'm
drink
really
more.
Not.
Basically,
we can open bottle
level.
Number five.
No.
What?
Said we can open bottle number five.
I mean, are we out? Fuck.
No, there's.
There's a little bit.
No, there's
fondito,
not.
Un fondito.
Okay.
So answer your husband, please. I asked the boys if they had any questions they wanted us to ask you.
My husband's an athlete.
I was told to ask Stephanie to bring him a McFlurry.
Of course.
So
of course.
Please ask Stephanie to bring David a McFlurry.
Can you please bring
sure, I'll bring David a McFlurry.
So yeah, that's what lesbian deathbed is, but you're right. In that aspect of it.
So I can imagine that like if the day comes that you guys have kids, like it's going to be like you need to I mean, I guess for straight couples,
you start
couples,
scheduling things,
right?
Friday night at 8:30,
be naked. You would have to because, like,
that sounds like something my husband.
That's hetero sucks.
Yeah, but it's true because
I also am the more guy version of our relationship, so that would make sense that I would be the one to say
like,
that
the house is empty from 6:15 to 6:45. Are you coming home? Okay, I will be naked when you enter the home.
Just
walk
straight
towards
to the room.
To the bedroom and just start taking your clothes off as
like
you
line it.
But leave pick it up of- as you go because you don't know who the fuck's going to get home and I may not have time to go pick it up.
But yeah, that's kind of like, I guess like that's like the downside of not having as many options. It's just like you can't just do that. Like, I'm going to turn to my side and then, you know, like,
do what
let's
you need
do this
to do
in 5 minutes.
We'll go to sleep.
You know what I mean? And then be done with it.
No,
it
because
becomes
I mean,
more
like, we have that advantage of, I'm just going to turn around.
And then
you're
good
to
go.
You, and you let me know when you're
Do you, boo-boo.
Let me know when you're done.
And let me know when you're done. When you stop moving, I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah. I mean, you can only say
in bed.
You can only like push it off so many times until you finally have to just like
just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and you said
like Nike
you
should support this
in?
Podcast.
Oh, okay, yeah. I said,
I'm going back there.
What did you say?
I figured she's going back to that line that I dropped like if it was nothing, and she's like, no, we're gonna go back to that.
Back to
I
that.
I said I can't just stick it in you unless I'm already strapped.
Right.
And
got
we're
it.
Back. And got we're it. Back.
And we're back.
And that means if I'm already wearing.
Oh, I know what it means.
We got it.
No, I know you did. I don't know if you're listening.
That terminology. We picked up on those context clues.
I knew that reference.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, I guess if I'm already strapped, then that's something that's a little bit easier to
do. But then what's in it for you?
Okay, here's the thing.
Don't wait, wait. Psh.
There is a not forget about what we're not going to get to what's in it yet. Now,
yeah,
you have one.
Yes, yes, I do.
Obviously,
yeah. Duh. Cha-cha-a-te-pa-ta.
I do indeed.
Do you have one of those double sided ones?
No.
Oh. See, this is where it's going, Stephanie.
No, I know.
So it's just like a regular. Like, is it something that you've purchased? Like. Custom?
No, not.
Oh, there is questions, people.
Christy
has questions.
No, that's fantastic. It's not. I didn't go in for measurements. And be like, hey, and by the way, I'm like a 32 waist. And I'd like a happen? six and a half.
Exactly.
Inch
like, did you
by
pick
like
it?
4-inch diameters? Diameter. No, I didn't do that. The first time. Okay, I'll say this. At the beginning when I was first coming out, because of the simple fact that I was both straight and then kind of like realizing that
right.
I was
hetero adjacent.
So, yeah. That I was more lesbian adjacent.
Sorry.
So what ended up happening was at first I didn't really understand why lesbian couples bought strap-ons. It was something that was very confusing for me. So like, if you're going to do that, why aren't you just sleeping with a guy? It's easier. Mm-hmm. Like, he already has it on.
No, but
like,
I get that. I mean, I get the like just the body type and like,
and that,
I understand that.
That came later on for me. Like, at the time I was 19, 20, like trying to figure this out. And at first it wasn't really making a lot of sense for me because I was very guy crazy. I was like, for that, I just call that guy that I know is going to come over and like the drop of a hat and not
that
have
guy's
to deal
an
with that.
Asshole. Though.
Yeah,
that guy's an asshole and expects.
I don't even know who he is,
but he is. He's an asshole. No, you were totally right. But you know, you
had it right the first time.
Because I know that guy. Not
we
that guy.
That
I
guy.
Know that guy.
That
guy.
We all know that guy. He's in our phones. We know.
But what ended up happening was I started to realize more or less what it was more about. And so the first time I went to go buy it, I went with one of my best friends. It was probably the best and worst idea of my life. because while she was helpful, she was very embarrassing.
Lesbian or heterosexual?
She was lesbian. A lesbian.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to like come
no,
out as
but
a laugh.
Like me, she had also slept with guys and done the whole thing. She just realized
so
who she
know,
was a lot longer before.
I want to know what level of
oh no,
was
this
on.
this was bad. Like, she was pulling up like different strap-ons in a sex shop while I was like trying to cower behind like counters, like, stop doing
play
that.
Play things on Bird in 90 seconds.
Yeah, like, it was bad. And then I didn't realize, like, I also tell this joke on stage, like, I didn't realize the amount of options that I had when it comes to buying a strap-on.
As
like,
as why I ask people.
Like, there is like color swatches, like, so that you can
wait.
Yeah, you can get colorful.
So excited
ones.
Right
I mean,
now.
If vibrators
I
come
mean,
in
I know
different
that
colors,
yeah,
why
I have a hot pink one. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't
even
think
too.
About this.
No, but here's the thing. What you don't realize is that when it comes to strap-ons, you can choose balls, no balls, pubic
oh.
hair, no pubic hair.
Oh, no, balls
hair.
Just get in the
no.
way. Balls just get in the way.
Pubic hair, no. Listen,
why
right?
would you pick
no,
pubic hair?
I'm, like, taken aback. Like, excuse me.
Hashtag too real. Why would like, you want pubic
that,
hair?
That, like, reminds me of the clips from, like, Friends Bachelorette Party. I don't know if you listen to us or not, but
no,
like,
I do. Not every single one of them. I do.
That's fine. We talk
can,
a lot of shit.
Are we funny?
Yes.
Okay,
for my friend's bachelorette party, we bought, like, I found on Etsy these, like, felt hair clips that were penis shaped. And as I was ordering, the lady was asking me, like, so, like, what colors? What do you want? I'm like, well, let's just get an assortment because it's a bunch of different girls. And I'm like, but I for sure need like one black one because my friend's marrying a black guy. We need one black one for her. She's like, great. Do you want pubes or no pubes? I'm like, no pubes.
No pubes. No
but
pubes.
She still sent
pubes
me an additional,
just
like an extra hair clip with pubes.
She was
on
very
it.
Happy about her pubes. Like, she was like her pube work was like,
her
listen.
On point.
Like, but you need
was,
to get this. You don't understand
like,
how good I
have
am
this.
At pubes.
It's somewhere in this house. I don't know where, but
that's
it is
scary.
Somewhere in this house.
Your child's gonna like, just like show up with
Sophie's
it.
Sophie's gonna be like,
Mama, I wanna wear this to school.
You know what the scary thing is that it probably is in her room because
it's a hair barrette. Like, it's a hair clip.
You know, because like like the furniture that the dressers that are in her room used to be mine.
Oh,
so like there's like two drawers that still have my stuff in it. So
Mama, it's a troll without hair.
It's a troll without a face. That's what it is.
So like I didn't realize the options that I had. Like then they have like penises with like vein, like really veiny penises.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
You say that, but it's the ribbed action that makes the effort.
No, I get that because okay, mine is
so
vein-ish.
Does it look like a Snickers bar?
No.
Oh, wait. See, I'm not. This is going to be TMI, and I'm super sorry about this, but I'm drunk enough to talk about this at this point.
Analogy.
I'm not, like, I really care more about, like, outer stimulation, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm well, more along lesbian, that totally line than in that.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So really all
yeah.
I care about is, like, what's going to make that better.
Work. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, welcome to which Mom I totally understand.
Welcome to Moms and Merlot.
Hello.
This is like the rated X version.
It really is.
The triple X version.
It's the best because you know what?
Well, how do we label that on iTunes?
No, like I would say, I would put that at the beginning.
Lesbian adjacent.
Yeah, let's do like a little thing. Like,
yeah, yeah, Vanessa, you get to talk.
If you're not comfortable with this kind of talk,
oh, I'm going to have to do like a bumper.
I'll do a bumper if you want. You don't have to.
Before we're done today, we'll do a bumper.
I'll
do a bumper.
So yeah, so like what I was saying is like when I was first choosing it, I didn't know what to do and I was just like trying to literally match like the color with like the color of my inner thigh. Like, I guess.
This isn't the same.
I feel like bright purple. Like, who fucking cares at that point?
Yeah, like, it's not like,
fucking
like
rainbow,
you know,
bright. Strap on.
I'm gonna
like,
be.
Come on.
So, I'm gonna tell you guys the story of the first time I bought a strap on.
Oh my god, let's
right?
do it. Yes.
Okay, so the
wait,
first
wait,
time.
Wait, can I pee first?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, do you want me to pause?
Should we go get the other bottle?
Pause.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We've had so much fun with Quills that we've decided to split this episode up into two. We got into a lot of really deep conversation and a lot of really great and interesting topics. And we decided to kind of just break it up for you guys so it's not so heavy and so it's not so long. So please stick around for the second part, episode 44. Episode 43 and 44 go hand in hand. So if you listen to one, I would really highly suggest you listen to the other. Thank you for checking us out. You can find us on Geek Bro as usual. And cheers.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.